see priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by Authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. From South Bend, Indiana, and Four Winds Field, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and the other voice that you'll hear is Adam Jaxa. Today, the Lugnuts and the South Bend Cubs will play game number 4 in a 6-game series. Adam, we went into yesterday, we wondered, would we see more pitching domination? Would we see more big-time bats? What we ended up seeing was the pitching. The Lugnuts scored a run in the first inning, and that was it in a 3-1 loss.
You told me they scored 13 runs on Tuesday.
They did.
What am I missing here?
You missed those 13 runs.
18 innings now, and only one unearned run for the Nuts the last two games, Jesse. They got to find a way to get some runs tonight because South Bend's been pitching it well, and the Lugnuts have just not been able to finish out half innings with runs. So hopefully, after just that one run yesterday in the first, they can get something going today. But yeah, really, really tough day at the plate yesterday for the Nuts again yesterday.
I can't promise that it's going to get any easier. Today, the starting pitcher for the Cubs is Richard Gallardo. So he's making his league-leading 12th start. He is second in the league in innings. He's fifth in strikeouts. He's fifth in whip. He's been really good, and his fastball is up to 97 miles per hour.
Yeah, he's been really good. He faced the Nuts last year, got promoted at the end of the year, and they roughed him up. But he's gone through basically, it seems like, a full season now with those 11 starts that he's already had. And the Nuts are going to have to be on their game today, have better approaches at the plate, and find a way to get to him. But, again, ERA under 4, it will not be easy.
On the other side, good news. It has not been easy for other teams against Jacob Waters.
Yeah, Jacob got professional high 9 strikeouts last time out against Cedar Rapids, 3-2 victory. That was his first this year with the Lansing Lugnuts, and that's now two straight outings for him where he's given up 2 runs or less. So it seems like he's starting to figure things out and pitching with more confidence, which is very important for him.
Yes, sir. Well, I had the chance to catch up with Jacob yesterday. Here's my conversation with tonight's Lugnuts starting pitcher. Joined by Jacob Waters, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. How's the season going for you?
It's starting to go up now. You know, it's had its ups and downs, but I'm starting to be happy with myself and seeing the upside of things. So.
Was there a moment that started to change that?
When I really started taking the mental side of things serious, I started to see a lot of change and progress and everything.
Where can things go from here?
Everything, especially in baseball, can always go up. You're never going to be perfect. So, I mean, getting as close to perfect as possible is a dream. But I think if I can just stay consistent, that's getting better every single outing. Just consistency from here on out is just, that's progress in itself. So I think just staying where I'm at now, finding little things to get better at each outing, that's the progress I'm looking for now.
Finish the sentence. Best you felt on the mound since?
Probably ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I would say now I'm a very calm and I can get myself back into a calm state, whereas it was like I was almost always in some sort of panic on the mound beforehand, before everything just kind of all the mental things kind of tied together and brought together all the physical things. Before that, it was just kind of a panic a lot of times on the mound, and now it's just very calm and relaxing state a lot of times.
As you found this, has your routine on the days that you start changed?
100%. I used to not eat because I was scared I would, like, get sick or something like that. Stomach would be upset, whatever. And now it's just, like, I don't stress about that. I make sure I have something in me that's going to give me some energy to pitch and, you know, do some things, keep my mind off the game for a while, and then get to the field, and it's just go time from there. So it used to be I'd wake up and I'd start working immediately, and now it's just, you know, find something to relax you, read a little bit of the mental ABCs of pitching, and then get to the field full stomach and ready to go.
Who gave you the mental ABCs of pitching?
You know, it's funny, when I got to the A's organization, Gail, Shelzy, they've all mentioned the mental ABCs of pitching before, but I got it. I got the book in college, but I never really paid attention to it. Like, I got it, I was like, you know, I need this. Read, like, a couple pages, and then I'm not a big reader, so I just kind of put it away. Got to the A's organization, they mentioned it, and I was like, wow, I already have that book in my bag at the hotel. Like, I should have been using this the whole time, and then, you know, I picked it up probably about a month ago and actually started really paying attention to it, and a lot of it related to me, so it's helped me a lot.
Do you feel differently after the game that you pitch? If you have no longer this anxiety or nervousness all the while leading up to it, how are you feeling after you leave the game? It seems to me like that you must have such a better feeling, or maybe less exhausted.
You know, it's funny, like, it's a different type of exhaustion after, yeah. You know, because beforehand, the constant worry, the constant stress, the anxiety coming in, all these thoughts coming in this way, going out that way, that drains you mentally while you're draining yourself physically. And now it's more so just, hey, man, like, my body's tired, but my mind is like, hey, good job, and you're relaxed. So it's a big difference from being mentally and physically drained together. Whereas, you know, you're a little bit mentally tired from staying focused and everything, but the majority just, your whole body's just worn out from going 90 pitches and just letting everything take care of itself instead of worrying about everything.
I remember last year, Denzel Clark was sent to the Arizona Fall League, and one of the reasons they gave was they wanted him to know how good he was and how good he could be. Do you know how good you can be?
You know, a lot of people tell me I have a lot of potential. I can be, the sky is the limit, all that, you know, all those things and everything. Like, I have no idea how good I can be, but it's like, you know, there's outings where I'm like, well, I can be really good, and there's outings that you're like, okay, like, maybe not as good, but just like, you know, I let life take care of itself, let things play out the way it's supposed to play out, and I'm just going to do my part, and wherever it takes me is wherever it takes me. Obviously, I'm going to strive for the best, but I'll just keep listening to what everybody else says. I'm never going to tell you I'm going to be the best in the world. I'm just going to listen to everybody else say it.
I'm going to come back to the individual question, but I just wanted to ask. I've had such a great time watching this team that if there's a tough loss, the guys are going to grind back the next day. What's it like being a part of this team?
You know, it's some of the guys were talking about the other day. It's like, it's not, you wouldn't think, you know, you have guys being called up, you have guys like getting sent to Arizona or low A, or guys coming from low A to high A, and it's like, you know, you'd think that it'd be just a mismatch of relationships, and, you know, like, nobody's really connected or anything like that. But it's just like, dude, anybody that comes in here, it's automatically like, you know, you're cracking jokes with them, having fun, everything like that. And like, somebody has a bad game, it's easy to just slap them on the butt and say, hey, man, we got 5 more games this week, you know. And just everybody can laugh with everybody, everybody can joke with everybody, and that just makes everything every day at the park a lot easier, and it makes baseball enjoyable, especially when you're doing it 6 days out of 7 days of the week for however many hours you're here. So it's a very good chemistry amongst the team. No matter who's here, no matter who's left, it's all, everybody that comes in here, it's like, okay, like, he's supposed to be here. Like, you know, like, it's going to be fun. Like, a new guy to pick on for a little bit, and we're going to have fun with him, and we're going to have fun with everybody else at the same time. So it's cool.
Lugnuts pitcher Jacob Waters. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and this is Lugnuts Baseball.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager, learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation is dedicated to improving the mental well-being of sick kids by providing comfort and normalcy to those who need it most. Learn how at starlight.org.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
You just heard from today's starting pitcher, Jacob Waters. And now let's find out about the rest of the starting nines with Adam.
All right, Jesse, thanks so much. Let's start with those Lansing Lugnuts, 24-30, coming in for their 55th game of 2023, and they look like this under first-year manager Craig Conklin. Max Muncy leads off for his second straight day. He's at shortstop. Johnny Butler back in the lineup this evening, batting second, playing left field. Daniel Susek slides up to the three-hole, hitting and is DHing. Junior Perez bats cleanup and is in center field. Brian Buelbas playing right, batting fifth. Jack Winkler moves down to the sixth hole and plays third base. Danny Bautista Jr. is at first, batting seventh. C.J. Rodriguez catching and hitting eighth. And Mariano Ricciardi is batting ninth and playing second base. Muncy, Butler, Susak, Perez, Buelbas, Winkler, Bautista, Rodriguez, Ricciardi, and they are in support of the righty, Jacob Waters. On the other side, for the South Bend Cubs under Lance Reimel, Ezekiel Pagan leads off in left field. Kevin Mate is at short, batting second. James Triantos, the second baseman, hitting third. Kevin Alcantara slides down to the cleanup spot and is in center field. Bryce Ball bats fifth and plays first base. Yohendrick Piongo is the DH, hitting sixth. Luis Verdugo batting seventh and playing third. Casey Opitz is catching, hitting eighth, and Jacob Wetzel rounds out the nine for the South Bend Cubs. He's in right field. Pagan, Made, Triantos, Alcantara, Ball, Piongo, Verdugo, Opitz, Wetzel, and they support the righty, Richard Gallardo. Jesse, I need a spotlight hitter for both teams. Let's start with the Nuts.
Yeah, you're going to get Johnny Butler from me. Butler at the three home runs last homestand. In the first game of the series, the Lugnuts with the 13-run output. He had a couple of hits. He was a big part of it. Plus, his outstanding defense. He made another diving catch in the outfield 2 days ago. Butler makes this team go.
All right.
Yeah, for the South Bend Cubs, I really like Ezekiel Pagan. I love his arm strength. He's starting in left field here today, the left-handed leadoff batter, and he's just got a way about hitting. He can flip the ball all over the field. He comes in hitting .338, 44 hits in 33 games. Have to keep him off the bases because he is an igniter for South Bend.
Okay, I like that.
That's what I got.
That's good stuff. Two top-order guys there, and Johnny Butler and Ezekiel Pagan. And
left-handed hitting, left fielders.
Yes, against two right-handers. Makes sense. Good picks.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Now for the Nuts. I think the biggest thing that we're going to continue to talk about tonight, and you said it yesterday, multiple times this year where they have those big run games. They come back and they get shut down, and it's now been two nights. What do you think is going to be the key tonight to try and have some better at-bats, some more productive outcomes in these at-bats to push some runs across, put some pressure on South Bend's pitching staff?
Well, there's brass here. There's Ed Sprague, who's in charge of everything on field and all of the minor leagues for the Oakland A's. There's Lloyd Turner, the hitting instructor for the minor league system. So you've got them watching. No Jim Eppard, but the batters are getting a lot of attention here in South Bend. So how do they perform? How do they step it up? I think the question of what their plate appearances look like, there's going to be a lot of attention on it, and they're taking on a really good pitcher in Richard Gallardo. Now, that said, when you go back to last year, and Adam, you mentioned this already in passing, Gallardo allowed 8 runs in 3 innings against the Lugnuts a season ago. They knocked him around. Cooper Bowman, this year in AA, hit a grand slam against him. So they already know that they have had success against Gallardo. He's been great this year. He throws 97 with a curve. But in general, he's just a two-pitch pitcher. I'd be very curious about their plan of attack and how this offense does right from the get-go. You've been able to tell from the first inning, are they locked in against that starting pitcher?
And talking with Ed Sprague, as you mentioned, in town, he said they've got to barrel up more fastballs. Their fastball approach has to be better. They can't let South Bend get away with the fastballs they've been throwing. And he said that last night, too many opportunities missed, weren't getting clean contact on those. That has to happen tonight to help their approach to get some better swings, some better outcomes.
That was surprising to me in the Cade Horton start earlier in the series, too. The Lugnuts, Junior Perez, Max Muncy, good hitters. Good fastball hitters we've seen in the past getting beaten by the fastball. It's one thing if the pitcher's beating you with a breaking ball or getting you to chase, but these are fastballs in the zone, and that's not where you want to see swing and miss.
No, it's not. And, again, the Lugnuts, 1 run in the last 18 innings, which is wild. Different end of the spectrum from the 13 runs they had on Tuesday night. So hopefully, just as we saw last week, 24-5 loss that came back with a 3-2 win, maybe we get something completely different tonight as the South Bend Cubs take in the field in those pinstripe white uniforms, just like the Chicago Cubs. Only thing different is the South Bend Cub logo on the left chest, circular. And the Lugnuts again tonight going with the black caps, black Lugnut uniforms with the white numbering, and then the gray pants as they come out that third base side. The Cubs out the first base side as it's sun-soaked again on this Friday, June 9th, 2023. Fans standing in attendance, we are ready for tonight's national anthem. We'll send it down.
The colors tonight are presented by the Clay Fire Honor Guard. And now we ask that you please remain standing for the singing of our national anthem presented by Country Cabinets and Home Furnishings. Singing the Star Spangled Banner this evening is Kara Silvestro.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming.
Retired.
All right, we're officially ready to go tonight in South Bend at Fort Wins Field. The Cubs coming in 28-26. Your Lugnuts 24-30 and trying to snap a two-game skid after taking game one. Scored just one run the last two nights. Last night it was a close 3-1 loss. The night before, 1-0. We'll see what the Lansing Lugnuts, the visitors in the Road Blacks against the home white pinstripes of the Chicago Cubs High A affiliate, the South Bend Cubs. With the call of the game, here's the voice of the Nuts, Jesse Goldberg-Stressler.
You think we're going to get any more bagpipes the rest of the season?
I don't know. You going to play some?
I could try. It would not sound like bagpipes, but I could always give it a try. The defensive arrangement for the South Bend Cubs. It's Ezekiel Pagan in left field, and center field Kevin Alcantara, and in right field Jacob Wetzel. Adam, your first time seeing Wetzel. The first baseman's Bryce Ball. James Triantos is at second. Kevin Made is at short, and Luis Verdugo plays third. The catcher is Casey Opitz. And they support the right-hander Richard Gallardo, who's going to take on Muncy, Butler, and Susak. Adam, in looking through Gallardo's stats, there are a couple of key splits that stood out to me. The first one is he has been so much better this year pitching here at Fort Wins Field than he has been on the road. Now here at home, 6 starts, 32 innings. On the road, 5 starts, 23 and a third innings. He has allowed only 10 runs here at home in so much more innings and one more start. He's allowed double that, 20 runs in 23 and a third innings on the road. So he's comfortable here, but right-handed batters hit him comfortably well. Right-handers batting 292, lefties 177. Keep that in mind. You ready? Max Muncy steps in. 7:08 p.m., we know to be ready. The pitch. He swings and hammers it down the left field line, but foul. That's strike one, and that ball is off toward the inflatables. We are underway.
Woo! That would have been fun.
I was ready. I told you. Max Muncy has done it before. 0-1 pitch. He bunts at it. He missed the breaking ball. Strike two. Muncy yesterday a single, leading off the ball game. And eventually came around to score the Lugnuts' first run. But their only run, 0-2, reaches out, pokes it on the line up the middle. Base hit center field, escaping the range of second baseman Triantos. Muncy hustles for second. The thrown by Alcantara, the tag by Made in time. He was looking to take South Bend off guard. But in center field, Kevin Alcantara was wise to him. Shortstop Kevin Made covered. It's a leadoff single, and it's the game's first out.
Yeah, it's too bad right there. Good at bat by Muncy. Good contact on the two pitches he swung full in, and unfortunately, out at second base.
We'll see if that proves to be an omen. One batter, one hit, one out. Johnny Butler steps in. He takes ball one up and outside. Butler did not play yesterday. Right-hander deals. The left-handed batter foul tips it and opens his mitt. One ball and one strike. For Butler, he comes in hitting 214. 6 doubles, 5 triples, 5 homers. All those extra base hits. The windup and the pitch. Off speed, inside corner, strike two called. Good-looking changeup. And we have been told that Gallardo has largely shelved that changeup. Butler steps outside the batter's box, time granted. Meanwhile, the pitcher Gallardo working with, what you call that, a sky blue glove. He deals a curveball down and in. Ball two. One out, nobody on, no score, just underway. Here's the pitch to Butler. The curveball bounced foul, right side, air to the South Bend dugout.
Looks like those baby blues that the Blue Jays wear, the Cardinals wear.
Agreed. Powder blue. The pitch. Swing and a miss on a fastball away. Butler's gone on strikes. 2 outs. So here comes Daniel Susak.
Provides meals to over 2,000 kids each week. Now batting the Hoosier honorary strikeout man, designated hitter number 18, Daniel Susak.
2 outs, nobody on, no score. First pitch. The off-speed breaks across the outside corner. Strike call. Susak is batting 293 in this game number 50. The deal? Swing and a miss on the curve. Strike two.
I think I heard a whoosh.
That fastball for Gallardo, we heard it's up to 97. Not showing it yet. He's pitching backward. Winds and throws. Fouled off into the screen. That was the hard stuff at 96 and up. That's who Susek spoils it. Gallardo rocks and throws. The curveball bounced foul left side. Manager Craig Conklin just lets it travel. Off toward the Lugnuts bullpen. Susek amongst the league leaders in a lot of offensive stats. Gallardo's pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with the off-speed down. Picked up off the ground by Opitz. Throws it down to first. Completes the strikeout with a 2-3 on the end of it. Gallardo faces the minimum with a couple of Ks along the way. Lugnuts do not score. Throw to the bottom half of the first inning. Lansing nothing. South Bend coming up against Jacob Waters.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination. Our sense of wonder. And our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The Lugnuts didn't score in the top half. We're going to the bottom half of the first inning. Here come the South Bend Cubs, Zico Pagan, Kevin Mate, James Triantos. Adam Jackson, they're going to take on a right-hander by the name of Jacob Waters. No middle name.
Well, he doesn't need a middle name. He's doing just fine without one. And his ERA sits just above 7, but his last two starts allowed just 2 runs, only 4 hits, and 13 strikeouts. 4-2-seam fastball curve and a changeup for the 6'4", 22-year-old from West Virginia.
Adam's middle name, by the way, Danger. First pitch by Waters, popped up by Pagan over short. Max Muncy's under. To his left, makes the catch, two-hand squeeze. One pitch and one out.
Danger, so huh?
Danger Jackson.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
Kevin Mate steps in. Hello to Marsha Bullard, who checks in to say no baseball tonight. Marsha is attending Grant Ledge High School graduation. Congratulations to the Grant Ledge High School class of 2023. Congrats, comments. Waters throws. Fastball inside corner, strike called. On the right-handed hitting Mate. No score, bottom of the first with one out, nobody on. You too can check in with us. Email address jgoldstrass@lansinglugnuts. On the pitch, a ground ball foul at home. Rolling left. Nothing and two, just like that on Mate. M-A-D-E. The prospect Cub shortstop. With Adam Jackson, check in with Adam, A-D-A-M-J-K-S-A. That's at Adam Danger Jackson. Waters winds and throws to Mate. Down and away. Tried to get him to chase that power curve. Nope. Ball one. Shadow stretching up the left field line. Have not touched the playing surface in fair ground. The pitch. Breaking ball misses off the outside corner. 2-2. Saw Jacob Waters earlier today. And I got to meet Conan, the German Shepherd. Here's the pitch. Swinging a ground ball, pulled foul left side. 2 bounces to the manager coaching at third, Lance Reinhold. Conan, by the way, Adam spelled K-H-O-N, I think 2 N's, N-N-A-N.
I was about to say, that's not Conine, like the former Lugnut.
And it wasn't a canine. It was a canine. The pitch is down low. We were thinking that Griffin Conine, the son of Jeff Conine and a slugger.
Either one.
Griffin Conine hit a home run here in South Bend that he put over the batter's eye. The pitch from Waters. Fastball skied out to center field. Perez started back. Now he comes in. He calls up the second baseman. He makes the catch with Mariano Ricciardi yielding. Two outs. I was expecting like Conan the Barbarian, C-O-N-A-N, or Conan O'Brien.
Conan O'Brien, man.
James Triantos steps in. Waters looks for a 1-2-3 frame. Kicks, deals. Outside, ball one. A lot of loved ones here supporting Jacob Waters in South Bend, a native of Rocky Gap, Virginia. Right-hander deals to right-hander, no score. Low and away. Not as many, Adam, I think, today, as we'll be supporting the native of Kokomo, Jack Perkins, tomorrow.
Mm.
He told me over 40.
Wow. Just as, what do you have, 20-plus down at Fort Wayne a couple of weeks ago?
Thought it was less than that. Here's the pitch. The curve. Strike called on the outside corner, 2-1.
Well, makes sense. This is a little bit closer, South Bend. And that'll be great to see Perk go tomorrow.
Waters deals. Breaks it inside. Ball three to James Triantos, another top prospect for the Cubs, who comes in hitting .310 through 23 games. Got a season started off late, though. He tore his meniscus in spring training. They've been happy to see him excelling. Here's the pitch. He swings and grounds the fastball off towards second. Grabbed by Ricciardi to his left. Goes to first and ends the inning. Three up and three down against Waters. We go to the second. The Lansing Lugnuts nothing. The South Bend Cubs nothing from Four Winds Field.
The same house was founded to create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection. Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The same house, same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The million-dollar man, Richard Gallardo, goes back to work for the top of the second inning. No score, Lugnuts and Cubs. South Bend right-hander deals to the Lansing cleanup hitter, Junior Perez, who bumped the first pitch, rolling foul left side from the sunlight into the shade, strike one. Perez, Welbus, Winkler, 4-5-6 in the Lugnuts order here in the second against Gallardo, signed for $1 million. He is 21 years old out of Maracay, Venezuela.
Oh, Brian Welbus, man.
Well, Don Schulze, the pitching coach, just wings it off first base on dugout. And it gave Brian the look of doom.
Brian Welbus balancing the bat in the left side batter's box for Perez to come back and get.
Righty deals to righty. Swing and a miss on the breaking ball down and away. Nothing and two.
You know, they were trying to balance bats on their chins like Tyler, the Amazing Balancing Act, earlier in BP.
How did that go for them?
It didn't last very long, about a second or two.
What do you say they? Clark Elliott included?
Yes, Max Muncy.
I was talking to Clark about that. Wind up, 0-2. High pop up on the right side into foul ground for the first baseman ball. toward his own bullpen. Bryce Ball can't make the catch. It landed right next to him. But as it landed, suddenly he winced and he looked to his left as if Wetzel, the right fielder, was causing a commotion. And the count holds nothing and two for Perez.
Perez got to make him pay for that. That ball should have been caught. At least a better effort there in terms of get your glove on the ball. I mean, he's right there.
What happened to Bryce Ball? It was like somebody tapped him on the shoulder right as he was about to make that catch.
He got frightened there for a second.
Two-strike pitch from Gallardo. Line drive down the right field line. Base hit. Perez makes him pay all the way to the wall. Perez rounds first base. Wetzel wings it in toward second. One hop late and offline. He slides in feet first with a double.
That's a great swing by Junior Perez. Taking it the other way. As you mentioned, he makes him pay. Gets another opportunity. We have not seen a lot of hard hit balls for extra base hits the last couple of days, and Perez getting the lug nuts started here in the second.
He has some kind of talent. You and I, before today's game, went looking into the video of Junior swimming around the shortstop Ed Howard yesterday on his way for a steal. Gallardo deals to Brian Guelbas, bunted at and missed, strike one. No score, but the lug nuts have a great chance here. Runner in scoring position and nobody out in the second. Double number five this year for Junior Perez. Righty deals to righty. Down and away. 0-1. Well, Brian Guelbas was hitless yesterday in four at-bats. Did Junior lose something on his way to second base? I saw the second baseman Triantos hand him something. Here's the set. Out of the pitch. Breaking ball outside. Ball two.
That right there feels so good as a batter. It looks like it's coming across the plate, and then you see it slide right. Well, boss, nice eye.
The deal. Breaks across the outside corner. Gallardo gets the called strike here. 2-2. The newly turned 21-year-old Brian Guelbas, birthday yesterday. The pitch to him. Stays away from the breaking ball, thrown away. Same thing.
I love that approach. He's only had one strikeout this week. Doing a nice job handling pitches inside the zone and staying off those ones outside of it.
So he's earned this 3-2. Swings and misses strike three. That's a fastball that's burning down and away from him. And it's the third strikeout for Gallardo. One away in the second.
Yeah, he knew he was probably going to get a fastball on 3-2, but risky there. Gallardo puts it out of the zone. Well, boss can't lay off.
Brings up Jack Winkler. Junior Perez at second base for the Lugnuts. Right-hander against right-hander. No score. The deal. Breaking ball outside. Appeal of a check swing, and he went. Winkler was surprised by that call. Strike one. Jack's batting average is currently .216. He has 11 doubles this year. Pickoff throw into second base. Tag applied late. James Triantos came jetting in from his second baseman's spot. Junior Perez reached back in with the right hand, just in the nick of time.
You know they wanted to get hit, as you mentioned. After yesterday, he somehow wiggled into second when the ball beat him by 3-4 feet.
He's quick. He's edging away from second here. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two.
I mean, just go take third base. He's getting a huge lead over there.
13 steals this year for Junior. Leads the Lugnuts. Want to take a guess how many bases he stole last year with Stockton? The deal. Winkler takes a ball thrown away. Ball one. They do appeal the check swing, but this time, no, didn't go. All right, go for it. Junior Perez steals last year.
Random guess. I'm going to go 10.
Go higher.
20?
Higher.
30.
32. Pickoff throw into second base. Not handled by Triantos. They might have had him there. But Triantos could not grab it. Trickled off to the right side. Didn't make it to the outfield grass. Junior Perez is flirting with danger.
Yeah, he's living on the edge out there. That ball's in there. It's tough news for him.
You know, though, that's now two pickoff throws into second base. They can't throw any more unless they pick him off. Time called by the catcher, Opitz. Or hang on, a balk called. A balk called on the pitcher, Gallardo. And Junior Perez is awarded third base.
There you go. It came into play. Two throwovers. You can't make a third move or stoppage. And Perez gets to third.
Breaking ball outside. Ball two to Winkler. Jack Winkler is creeping back into this count. It was nothing and two. There's only one man out. The Lugnuts a great chance for the game's first run. The pitch, low and outside for ball three.
Get this one out to the outfield. Up in the air, out to the outfield.
Winkler, one sack fly this season. You know, hit a ground ball in the infield. The infield's back. The pitch, breaking ball outside, ball four. That'll work. Gallardo's first walk of the game.
A nice job by Winkler there. Two strikes, gets down, and then comes right back. Patience, as you mentioned, you get a free pass over the there at third with Perez. And Lugnuts putting something together here in the second.
Team-leading 24th walk of the season for Jack Winkler. Oh, by the way, 11 steals this year in 14 attempts. He's at first. Threat to run. Perez at third, one out. And the batter, Danny Bautista Jr. The pitch. Swing and a miss on a fastball. Strike one.
Little league try here. Send him to second. See what happens if they get a throw or not. Perez has great speed at third.
You definitely consider it. The deal. Outside corner. Strike two called from Gallardo. Nap that edge at 94. Shadows have now bisected the home plate circle. No score in the game. Set by Gallardo. The 0-2. A breaking ball grounded weakly toward short. Maide picks it up. Underhand second one. Trantos to first. In time. It's a double play. 6-4-3 to deny the Lugnuts and Strand Perez at third. Scoreless we go to the bottom of the second inning from Four Winds Field.
My name is Luis Fonsi. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at ALZ.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
A promising threat went by the wayside for the Lugnuts in the top of the second inning. A double play ball grounded into by Danny Bautista Jr. Runners at first and third and one out. That keeps us scoreless to the bottom of the second. Alcantara, Ball, Pinyango, 4, 5, and 6 in the South Bend order. They'll take on the Lugnuts right-hander Jacob Waters. And first, the home plate umpire Juan Gomez sees something down the left field line toward the corner. A fan dropped something. And so the ball picked up and headed back to that fan by, I believe, Jack Owen, the Lugnuts lefty reliever.
Hawkeye for Mr. Gomez.
Jacob Waters throws. Kevin Alcantara fouls it back off the top of the screen. Alcantara is enjoying a massive series for the Cubs. Now batting 259, four homers this year, 27 knocked in. Had a four-hit game to start the series with a homer. Waters deals. Fastball high at 95. Alcantara yesterday, oh nothing, just another three-hit game, three singles with an RBI. The windup, the pitch. A breaking ball fought off the hands, foul. Out of the crowd on the right side. 1-2 on the Cubs, number 3 prospect in the organization, standing 6'6" tall. Pitch is on its way. Swing and a miss. High cheddar by him at 98 miles per hour. on the first strikeout of the day for Jacob Waters.
That's great stuff for Waters. If you can bring Alcantara up, you'd like to do it with nobody on base. He does that because of the 1-2-3 first, and he just reared back and threw that one by him. Great stuff.
And by bring him up, you mean get him to chase up, go right up the ladder.
And then set him down.
Now, Bryce Ball swings, grounds the first pitch foul off the top of the dugout roof for the South Bend Cubs on the right side. Nothing in one. Earlier today at Jackson Field, the Play Ball Camp hosted by the Lugnuts. Eight stations coached by MSU Spartans. Here's the pitch to Ball. Ground ball shot. A fair ball at the right side, eluding Danny Bautista Jr. Extra bases into the Cubs' pen. Ball digs for second base. Otho comes in late. He slides in feet first with a double. That ball sizzling up the first baseline nearly struck the bases umpire Daniel, by the way. And so first he had to dodge it, and then he signaled fair, fair, fair. And that set everybody into motion. First base runner for the Cubs. And it brings up Yohendrick Piñanga. Left-handed hitting DH today. Waters fires. Low ball one. 96 miles an hour on that fastball. So earlier today, in the Play Ball Clinic at Jackson Field, thanks to all of the MSU Spartans who came out. Waters tosses. The breaking ball hangs high. That's ball two. Meanwhile, earlier today for Adam and I, we played pickleball, you know, as one does on the road.
Loved it. Anything with a ball, usually a good time with the sport involved.
We had a ball. No relation. Bryce Ball leads away from second. The pitch. Piñanga takes ball three, high and away. P-I-N-A-N-G-O. Piñanga. Luis Verdugo's on deck. First base is open. For this 3-0 from Waters. Low for ball four. Boy, Piñanga stood in the batter's box, stared at the home plate umpire Gomez. Gomez said nothing. And Piñanga said thank you. First walk given out by Waters. So after his first strikeout of the game against the dangerous Alcantara, a two-bagger, base on balls, and there are two runners on. One man out for Luis Verdugo. Verdugo opened up this year in Double-A Tennessee. Proved too much of a challenge. They sent him right back here to South Bend. Righty to righty. Strike called on the outside corner. So far here with the Cubs, Verdugo is hitting 185. He has opened up cold. This is just his eighth game. Waters deals. Down and away. Tried the big curve, the power curve at 85. A ball and a strike. If you were wondering about the pickleball results, by the way, Adam shut me out. It was not close. It was a rout. Waters to the plate. Swinging a bouncer foul, left side. Off the railing in front of the Lugnuts dugout. I hope by the time this year goes on, and I deliver to you the pickleball report from the road throughout the rest of the season, that at some point I can tell you I've scored more than 7 points against Adam in a game.
It's going to happen. It's only your second time playing.
We'll see how it goes from here. The pitch, outside. Two balls and two strikes to Verdugo.
You didn't tell the people you got progressively better and scored more points each game.
Or did you get progressively worse?
A little bit of both.
Okay. But works in progress. It's a marathon, not a sprint.
That's right.
I love it. I love it. Adam brought the paddles. 2-2. Popped up, foul, back and out of play. Catcher Rodriguez took off the mask just to give a look, but that ball's past the roof and rolling down. Bare hand catch by a fan who never left his seat. Reached out with the right hand and the ball stuck. That's outstanding.
Saved his significant other, too. She had a burger in hand, so she wasn't going to be able to grab it. It's coming right for her.
John again, 2-2 pitch, Waters to Verdugo. Bounced in the breaking ball. Well blocked by Rodriguez. Count is now 3-2. Pinyango at first just drew the four-pitch walk. Ball at second base, who doubled ahead of him.
44 double plays turned by the Nuts.
Jacob Waters has coaxed three. Luis Verdugo has grounded into two. Payoff pitch, runners don't move, and it's swatted on the line out to left field. It's Johnny Butler making the catch, backpedaling. Off his back heel, he wings it in towards short. Runners retreat. Ball to second, Pinyango to first. That ball was hit squarely, but it's out number two.
Yeah, exactly. Flush swing out to left field. Butler, nearly perfect positioning. And because it was hit so well, both runners went halfway to see if it would get down and they could go score. So no chance to tag. So still a force at first, second, and third for Casey Opitz here.
2-1, 2-out, no score. Bottom of the second inning from South Bend. The pitch to Opitz. Strike called. Across the inside corner at 95. The switch hitting Casey Opitz. Bats left against the righty Waters. The third baseman, Jack Winkler, by the way, he and Opitz are from the same town. They have always played against each other. The pitch, down, buried by the catcher, Rodriguez, who knocked it down at the left-hand batter's box. One. Ask Jack Winkler. Hey, you and Casey Opitz from Littleton, Colorado. How many players have there been from Littleton to make it to the professional ranks? I could think of a couple. The Rogers twins, for example, the pitchers. And there's the Opitz baseball-playing family. But he said, me and Casey, no, we didn't know each other. That guy was always on the other side. Curveball. Strike called inside corner. 1-2.
Well, things stay the same on the other side again.
That's right. We have heard that Casey Opitz is a very nice guy and a fun guy to be around. But he's on the other side. The 1-2. Curveball. Strike three called. Dropped it in and froze him. The second inning is bookended by Waters' strikeouts. He strands the double by ball, the walk to Pinyango, and he sends us to the third inning, still scoreless at Four Winds Field. Adam Jackson will have the call when we return.
Kids, they're just different than us. Finally, their cancer treatment will be too. Introducing the Dare to Dream Project from the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Help us transform treatment and care for kids and support all our work at LLS.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
A beautiful evening for baseball. Hello there on your Friday. First pitch, C.J. Rodriguez sprays it on the ground. Backhanded by the shortstop, Mudde. Throws from the touch of the grass, low, but ball collects for the first out on the opening pitch of the third. 6-3 put out. So Rodriguez is down. And that brings up Mariano Ricciardi.
Mariano Ricciardi.
Ricciardi just coming up from the Arizona Complex League. Earlier this week, the pitch home, lifted out to center field. Alcantara underneath of it, now jogging into his right, makes the catch. Back-to-back pitches, two outs. Lasting much time for the 8 and 9 hitters for the first time, seeing Richard Gallardo. Now it's Max Muncy that comes back up. His jersey is dirtied all down the front as he tried to slide into second. First pitch. Fastball outside corner, strike one to the right-handed Max Muncy, leading off for a second straight day. Singled in the first, but then tagged out. Pitch. Breaking ball in there, outside corner, strike two. Muncy had a foul ball that had home run distance on the first pitch of the game, then bunted at a ball, wasn't able to connect, and then on the 0-2, drove it out to center, tried to extend it to two and got tagged. The pitch, breaking ball, checked it. Did he go around? No, in the dirt. He kept the bat back, according to first base umpire Daniel, by the way. And it's one ball, two strikes. No score, top three. The pitch, swing and a miss. Got him that time reaching. And it is a quick top of the third for the Nuts. Their fourth strikeout and a 1-2-3 third that took just six pitches. Off to the last of the third. No runs yet here in South Bend.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
Hunger lives in neighborhoods all around us, but it doesn't have to. Together, we can provide 1 billion meals by 2030, because everyone should be welcome at the table. Learn more at nourishingneighbors.com.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Two and a half innings already down as we're cruising through this one, just short of 40 minutes in. No score between the Lugnuts and the Cubs from Four Winds Field. 75-degree and sunny night. Pitch from Jacob Waters. That's down low, inside to the lefty, Jacob Wetzel, right fielder, batting ninth. 2-for-4 in his lone game with a triple, two driven in, two runs and a walk. Open stance from that left side. The pitch. Shoots down low, two balls, no strikes. Waters went 21 pitches in that second inning, 12 for strikes, gave up a double and a walk his first two base runners, but got the final two outs, including his second strikeout. The pitch. Fastball just wide, and it's three balls, no strikes for a second batter in this one. Piango was the first. He walked him on four pitches. Now behind on the nine-hitter. The pitch home. Fastball too tight, and Wetzel has his second walk of the series. Waters has his second walk of the night. Not the way you want to turn the lineup card over. As Ezekiel Pagan now comes up to the plate.
It's interesting, Adam, because if you go back to the last inning, the four-pitch walk followed the double. And then he got out of it, right? Waters got both Verdugo and Opitz. But Verdugo lined out really hard on a 3-2. He's pitched on a razor.
The pitch. Pagan shoots it in there. There's the first strike of that third inning. And you pitch on that razor too much, you know what comes next is those first couple of runs. No runs in this game in the bottom of the third yet. One on, nobody out. The pitch. Lefty takes it in there. Called strike two. 4-2 seam fastball, curve, and a changeup for Jacob Waters, the 6'4 right-hander, 22 years old, out of West Virginia. Highest pitcher pick last year for the A's. The 0-2, runner takes off for second. It's a swing and a miss. Throw down to second is not in time, and also it went off of the glove of Muncy, and the ball hops about 10 feet to the left of second. So the team that leads the league in swipes gets another as Wetzel is the 89th stolen base this year for the Cubs.
I want to know who told Jacob Wetzel to go in there standing. He didn't slide, and if Max Muncy controls that throw, if he catches it, holds it on the tag, I wonder what the bases umpire, by the way, would have said.
Would have been a close play, but because the ball pops out, we won't know. Pitch home. Fastball inside, ball one to the righty Kevin Mahde. The shortstop flied out to center in his first at bat. That was the third strikeout, by the way, for Jacob Waters moments ago against Pagan. Runner at second, one out, no score, bottom three. Waters pitch. Breaking ball nips the outside corner, strike one. Good pitch right there.
He has such confidence in that curve.
Just showcased it nicely right there. We'll see what he goes to here. On the 1-1, comes set just above the belt. Deep breath, looks at second. The come home. Curveball again, just a little bit wide. 2-1.
Adam, you mentioned the 75-degree temperature. Looks like a gorgeous day. The AQI did creep into the red. And I was talking with the athletic trainer, Eric Fast, about that earlier.
Waters looking at second, throws home. Here's a bouncing ball right back up the middle, and it's through for a base hit. Around third, here comes Wetzel. The throw from center field is late. It's an RBI single, and the Cubs strike first. 1-0 in the third. So Mahde drives in a run. That's his 12th RBI. It went right to the left of second base, and at second, you had Wetzel dancing around, so Muncy and Ricciardi were kind of having choppy feet over there, figuring out where they should be position-wise. Last second, ball gets through. Pitch home. Fastball outside corner to James Triantos, the righty. Strike one.
That's bad luck for Jacob Waters. Last inning, Luis Verdugo hit the ball on the button, but right at left field. That's a ground ball, just not placed at an infielder.
0-1, breaking ball kicked back off the net. No balls, two strikes. That's baseball. Line drive out to left, ends in and out. Bouncing ball back up the middle is the game's first RBI and supplies the 1-0 lead for the Cubs. Each team with two hits now. A single and a double off of Waters. Time called. Jacob Waters going to step off the back of the mound and grab the rosin bag, bounce it off that left offhand. Try and settle in here. Runner at first with one out. That's Kevin Mahde. Just had the RBI single. He's being held on by Danny Bautista Jr. Deep breath, the throw home. And that's outside. CJ Rodriguez popped up to try a potential throw behind at first base, but the ball popped out of his mitt. Same type of thing we just saw from Max Muncy at second base. Mahde with a sizable lead over at first base. The throw home. Breaking ball shot right field side foul. And it remains 1-2 on James Triantos.
That's really tough. Breaking ball in on the hands like that. Gotta have some quick bat speed to get around and spoil it.
These Cubs being pesky. Only scored three runs last night, one run the night before, but they've done just enough. The pitch home. Fastball misses low. Two balls, two strikes. Over at first base, Mahde this year, two stolen bases, but he's been caught three times. And CJ Rodriguez ready if he tries to run. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball hangs up and inside on the right-hander. And it's three balls, two strikes. Deeper counts, longer at-bats. And the pitch count rising now for Waters through the second and the third. Through 21 pitches in the second. He's now thrown 15 in the third. Throwback low to first. Bautista picked it. They put the tag on a little bit late on Mahde. The sun still covering most of the diamond, but it's made its way to the edge of the mound and covering the left side of the infield at third base. There goes the runner. Pitch is inside. And did that hit Triantos? No, it didn't. It was just ball four, but it looked like the way he was reacting that it clipped him. So ball four, second walk of this half inning, third walk in the last two innings for Waters. Again, here we go with runners at first and second and only one out. And you got the best batter coming up in Kevin Alcantara, who struck out swinging in his first at-bat, but Don Schulze, realizing the importance of this at-bat and the batter, heads out there to try and settle down Jacob Waters, who all of a sudden has kind of lost a little bit of his command, Jesse.
We look at Jacob's last couple of outings, and we say that he's turned the corner, right? At Fort Wayne, 5 2/3, scoreless, but he walked three batters in that start. And then the last time out, the 9 strikeouts, 5 innings against Cedar Rapids, he walked 4 batters in that start, too. The walks are not going away. It's just that the strikeouts are bumping up, and he's pitching deeper in the games.
Sometimes the strikeouts, obviously, those are going to help you work around those walks, so you're getting less balls put in play. But you can't keep relying on that. That's kind of living on the edge here. But this is what Jacob Waters talked to you about in the pregame interview. He said in these spots, he can stay calm and feels relaxed, has worked on the mental side of the game, and he doesn't start to get tense or worried. 2-1 the pitch. Low and outside, ball one to the right-hander, Alcantara, who has had a great series, 7-14 so far through a few games. Home run, 4 driven in, 3 runs scored. 10-game on-base streak for the right-hander. Open stance from the right, the pitch. Checked it, did he go around? Yes, he did. And it's strike one on that curveball that slid away from him.
That's a marvel of a pitch. Adam, the count is 1-0. And so Alcantara's got to be thinking, I'm going to get a fastball to swing at. He gets a curve. The curve isn't in the zone. He just gets fooled.
1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. That curve in the dirt. And he was way off of that one. 1-2. So Waters feeling confident with that breaking ball. Now Alcantara wants time and will take it with 2-1.
He missed that pitch by, what do you think, 2 feet?
That wasn't close. You can tell how befuddled he was. I'm going to call time and reset here. Waters trying to strike him out again. Ground ball could end the half inning. 1-0 Cubs. The pitch home. Popped up back out of play and remains 1-2. It started with a walk to Jacob Wetzel, the 9-hitter. He came around to score on the Kevin Made single. Made's at second. Triantos walked. He's at first. It was the Lugnuts that scored first last night. The Cubs scored first 2 nights ago. They won 1-0, the only run of the game. 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball just off the inner edge. 2-2 against the righty. Kevin Alcantara, number 3 rated prospect in the Cubs organization, and he's showcased it both offensively and defensively so far this week against the Nuts. The pitch. Just up and outside. Check swing. Alcantara doesn't offer. And it's 3-2.
I think it's curveball time.
Went away from it since those back-to-back swings and misses. Risky here on 3-2, but that's been the lethal pitch against Alcantara. Here it is. And it's the curveball on the outside corner, called strike 3. And Alcantara looked back to Juan Gomez, got the idea of what happened there, and he was fooled again. You called it.
He was up there wishing. Adam, his hope was, this is going to be a fastball. Otherwise, I'm out of this. And it's a perfect curveball on the outside corner on the black. And that's pinpoint.
And that gives Jacob Waters an out closer to getting out of this half inning with only 1 run allowed. First pitch to the righty, ball. Breaking ball in there. Strike 1 to Bryce Ball. Doubled in the second. And the RBI double yesterday. And that Cubs victory.
Wouldn't mind a changeup here now. Remember, ball was right on him the first at-bat.
Waters peaks at second, throws. Fastball, swing and foul tipped.
Yes.
Strike 2.
Going right after 2 of the South Bend Cubs' very best hitters with runners at first and second.
That's what you got to do. You got to stay aggressive here. 1-0 Cubs leading bottom three. Waters with a couple of walks and a base hit allowed, but he's got two strikeouts for his two outs, potentially looking for a third. Ready throws to the lefty. Swing and a miss. Got him with the breaking ball. Ball tried to bend down and get it. He couldn't. That's strikeout number five for Waters. The Cubs do get on the board, but they strand a pair. Off to the fourth we go. 1-0 South Bend.
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know, if you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine what screening option is right for you.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Off to the fourth we go tonight from Four Winds Field, the home of the High A affiliate of the Chicago Cubs, the South Bend Cubs, taking on the Lansing Lugnuts, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Johnny Butler digs in, first pitch. Lefty whacks it out, high to right field. Backing up is Wetzel, but he'll have room. Steps in front of the track and catches it to the right of his chest for the first out. So that means three of the last four batters for the Nuts have been out on the first pitch of their at-bat. Trying to attack early here against Richard Gallardo. A righty who has been really good throughout this season. ERA sits under four. Here's the righty, Daniel Susak. The pitch, fastball. On the outside corner, knee-high, strike one. Four strikeouts tonight for Gallardo. Susak was one of them. The pitch, swinging a tapper off the plate, weakly hit towards short. Charging is Mudde. Fields throws up the line at first. Susak is safe as the ball was thrown where Ball had to pull himself from the base. Would have been a close play anyway. So they're going to go base hit right away for Daniel Susak. Beats it out on the chopper off the plate.
Number four, Junior Perez.
Good stuff for Susak to get aboard. The Nuts consistently getting guys on, but haven't been able to produce that first run. Pitch home. Swing and a miss on the breaking ball from Junior Perez. And the righty behind 0-1. Doubled back in the second. Susak now with the third hit. Muncy, Susak, and Perez, the 1, 3, and 4 hitters. With the base hits tonight, 54th hit this season for Susak. The righty throws. Swing and a miss. Perez not close on that breaking ball as was outside. Lugnuts have scored just one run in the last two games, and now three innings tacked onto that. The pitch, breaking ball is a line drive, back up the middle, it's a base hit. Over to his right is Alcantara, he fields, Susak up to second. That time the breaking ball stayed across the plate, and Perez didn't miss it, he's 2-for-2 tonight. So here come the Lugnuts in the fourth. Again, the problem has not been getting guys on. Really hasn't been the problem getting guys on the last couple of nights. They've had consistent base runners. They just have not been able to knock them in. And a base hit in the first, a double and a walk in the second. Did go 1-2-3 quickly on six pitches in the third, but now two base hits here in the fourth.
Here's 0-for-10 yesterday, runners in scoring position.
The pitch home. Brian Buelbas whacks it out to left center field. Pagan going to his left, looks up. That's off the base of the wall. Susek rounding third. Here comes in to score. Right behind him, Perez flying in as the ball gets away from the cutoff man. It's a two-run double for Brian Buelbas, and the Nuts strike with two to take the lead.
1-for-3 today with runners in scoring position. Boy, did he thump that ball to left center.
That is a big-time swing, and it looked the way that Pagan and Alcantara were reacting that ball was going to get out of here.
I agree. They gave up on it. And the throw back into the infield was not the best.
Oh, went over Madej at short. Now here's the ready Jack Winkler. The pitch home. Bouncing ball, weakly hit over towards third. It gets to the shortstop, Madej. Fields throws to first, gets him, and then Buelbas on the throw gets to third. Smart base running, and there are two outs in the fourth.
I agree with you. He looked in front of him. He saw that ground ball had drawn the attention of both the third baseman and the shortstop, and he realized once this throw goes to first, nobody's going to be covering third base.
They're continuing to attack him quickly, Jesse. That's now three that have swung at the first pitch and put it in play here in the fourth. Here's Danny Bautista Jr. Right-hander takes it wide to the left side of the box. Ball one.
This has been too many batters for this to be a coincidence. This is a concerted ambush team effort.
The pitch. Bouncing ball. That's weakly hit towards the middle to the right of second. Triantos Fields throws it, and it's wide as it bounces away from ball at first. Bautista rounds second. Buelbas in to score. It's a three-run fourth inning for the Nuts, and they are breaking through here finally after being held to just one run in the last 18-plus innings.
The catcher, number 21, C.J. Rodriguez.
That one put in play two pitches into the at-bat. We'll see what they rule it here. In the meantime, C.J. Rodriguez coming to the plate. 3-1, Lugnuts. The throw home. Breaking ball on the outside corner. Strike one.
I believe Adam, infield single. Throwing error.
Pitch home. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Should be an RBI then on that, right?
That's right.
Good effort by Triantos, but he had to go from his second base position to the other side of second. The pitch. Outside. One ball, two strikes on Rodriguez. So the first double of the year by Buelbas gets his fourth and fifth RBIs. The RBI single from Bautista. He's at second. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. And C.J. Rodriguez is down, but the Lugnuts finally break through. They get four hits and get an extra base hit from Buelbas that scores both Susak and Perez. Leave one stranded, but they've got the lead 3-1 as we're through three and a half.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Well, how about that half inning? We've been calling for it. The Nuts have been struggling offensively, but not in the top of the fourth. They get three runs on four hits. And the extra base hit second tonight for the Nuts in the first double this year for Brian Buelbas. is the knockout punch that gets two runs home. They eventually get a third. And Lansing leads 3-1. So a lead for Jacob Waters. We'll see if that helps his confidence here as he faces 6, 7, and 8. Yohendrick Piongo, the lefty, first to step in. Pitch from the righty. Breaking ball in there, strike one. It's been that breaking ball all night long, mixed in with the change and the fastballs. The breaking ball has been the out pitch. The 0-1. Breaking ball, high hop towards second on two bounces to his left, Ricciardi. Over to first in time. And there's one away. So that's a better start to this fourth inning. He walked the first batter in the third and allowed three of the first four to reach. He did allow two of the first three to reach in the second after a strikeout. Luis Verdugo, a right-hander, steps in. The pitch. Fastball dips on the outside part of the plate. Ball one. 3-1, Lugnuts leading here in the bottom of the fourth. We've got to give you some trivia here in this fourth inning. Pitch home. That's low and outside. Two balls, no strikes. Sunday night baseball, Jesse, has become very popular amongst Major League Baseball. Maybe not as popular for the guys trying to get away. Pitch. Check swing. Fastball on the outside corner in there, strike one. That makes it a little tougher, right? It's a getaway day, but you get to be spotlighted on national television late at night.
I think that's the big key, getting the national stage.
Waters kicks and throws. Breaking ball, misses low and outside. Three balls and a strike on the seven-hitter Verdugo, who lined out to left in his first at-bat.
I'd love it if your trivia question had nothing to do with that. You were just observing that about Sunday Night Baseball.
Just thinking about something I read earlier today. Maybe that's the case. 3-1. Fastball, swing and a miss. Would have been ball four, but he expanded the zone, and it's 3-2. Well, it does have to do with the trivia question. Huh. That being, who was the first Major League team to win on Sunday Night Baseball? How about that one? This is a tough one.
I would love it to be the Montreal Expos. No.
Might be better than that. 3-2. And the breaking ball is outside. So that is a fourth walk for Waters. Sometimes.
Yeah, the one quibble I have there, Adam, sorry to interrupt you. I think Jacob Waters is trying to spot up his curveball in the outside corner. And I think he can throw that curve right down the middle and get a strikeout.
Yeah, absolutely. You'd have trust the curve with how effective it's been this season, but especially tonight. One on, one out. Here's Casey Opitz from the left side of the plate. 3-1 nuts, bottom four. The pitch. Fastball, foul back. Strike one. So trivia question tonight. Who was the first Major League Baseball team to win on Sunday Night Baseball? At Adam Jaxa or at Jay Goldstrass on Twitter. Send us your answers. DM us, however you'd like to get a hold of us. The 0-1. That bounces in the dirt and gets away from C.J. Rodriguez to the right. Up to second moves Verdugo on the wild pitch. So one ball, one strike. There was the breaking ball, but just trying to get him to swing out in front of him. Or you can send in your responses to the email in the broadcast booth, jgoldstress@lansinglugnuts.com. One final time, who is the first Major League Baseball team to win on Sunday Night Baseball? We will answer that in the seventh.
I like that you asked the question on a Friday night.
Yeah. Not the way to go, right?
Who said that?
The 1-1. There's a bouncing ball, and it gets through the right side of the infield, past the second base, Ricciardi. And coming in to score is Verdugo. And there the walk comes back to hurt Waters. And it's 3-2 as the Cubs inch closer on the RBI single from Casey Opitz.
Not just the walk, Adam. Walk, wild pitch. Tell you what, though. And right field, Brian Buelbas has such a great chance to throw at Verdugo at the plate. He comes in, gallops over, scoops the ball up, and he dropped it on the transfer.
Now Don Schulze will come out from the third base dugout. Ricciardi did everything he could to try and get over to his left there because the ball wasn't hit very hard through the right side. It's just rolling around the ground. That's the second one that's got through. And both of those have scored the runs. Remember, Kevin Mabe's ball just kind of bounded up the middle but was weakly hit, and it pushed through between Ricciardi and Muncy. That one was hit even slower, rolling, but it was hit perfectly, where Bautista Jr. is holding on the runner. He's over towards the line at first, and you have Ricciardi, who is closer to the bag at second. And that ball just got through.
That's why I really do think that Waters has turned a corner. He's got a ways to go. But Adam, earlier this year, you and I remember, Jacob Waters was getting barreled. That's not happening to him right now. As long as he throws strikes, and that's easier said than done, he helps himself out. These South Bend Cubs are not beating him without his help.
Right now, it's Jacob Wetzel from the left side of the plate that steps in. First pitch, fastball, low and inside, ball one. This is the help that we're talking about, though, the walks. He has thrown five pitches to Wetzel, and he has not put one in the zone. The nine batter has had a free pass all night long. Four walks tonight from Waters. The pitch, again, misses the zone. It's outside, 2-0. So the 7, 8, and 9 hitters walk, RBI single, and now behind 2-0 before you bring up the top of the card after the offense just got you a 3-1 lead. The pitch. There it shoots in. Fastball, knee high. Strike one. Run for the Cubs in the third and the fourth, but three for the Nuts in the top half.
Adam, Christian Fernandez is warming up in the pen.
Go back to first. So Fernandez, a potential piggyback work today, it seems.
Huh. Okay. Jack Owen was warming up last inning.
The pitch home. That's inside. Almost nipped Wetzel. And it's 3-1 on the lefty again. Waters now up at 76 pitches. 40 have been for strikes. He's a ball away from walking his fifth batter. Throws, and he does walk him down low. Ball four.
These have been fastballs called for by Rodriguez.
That's another Northwest Bank walk.
He's just not hitting his spots right now. And again, it's the same thing as that second inning where you get the first out. And the next two reach, or in this case, the next three. Now you got to go back to the top of the card with two walks allowed and an RBI single. And nursing a one-run lead, it's been cut to one run thanks to the RBI single in this half inning. 3-2, Lugnuts leading. Fernandez continues to warm. C.J. Rodriguez perhaps out there to one. Check in with Jacob Waters, but also give Fernandez an opportunity to get some more throws in here, especially with the heart of the order coming up. Ezequiel Pagan, the lefty, into the box as he digs in from the back. Blue shoes in there. Red and blue-themed Cub ankle guard on that front right foot. Toe tapping up and down. Two on, two out. The pitch. On the inside corner. Strike one, should say two on, one out. Three straight have reached after the weak ground ball to second base. One run has scored. Waters trying to work out of a jam again. Deep breath for him. From the stretch he throws. Breaking ball, drops in. Strike two. Well, he's left two stranded in the last two half innings. He'd do it again here. The runner's on, he is really locked in. And this is where the strikeouts have come. Up 0-2 here. The pitch. Swinging a bouncing ball. Could be two. Over towards second. And Ricciardi bobbles it. And everybody is safe. And he was trying to potentially get it to Max Muncy. But you also had Opitz running to second base right next to him. And Ricciardi just never could handle it. The ball bobbled. He lost it. No throw made. And the bases are loaded with one out.
I think that's exactly it, Adam. I think he rushed himself. He saw Opitz right there. He knew that he had to get something going. And so he went to give the transfer to Max before he had truly secured it. Infield in.
Kevin Mabe at the plate from the right side. The pitch. breaking ball up high, ball one. So with that infield in, because the bases are loaded, Wetzel is at third, Opitz at second, Pagan at first. Pitch on. That's outside, a little bit low, two balls, no strikes. Should say Opitz at third, Wetzel at second. And Pagan at first. Lugnuts lead by just a run, 3-2, bottom four, in a lengthy half inning after they just had a lengthy half inning of their own. The pitch home. Bouncing ball right at Winkler at third. Sets, throws home, gets it to Rodriguez. Back to first, it's a double play. 5-2-3 to end the inning and keep the Lugnuts in front. Winkler started it, the 45th double play, and Jacob Waters truly enjoying a pitcher's best friend right there to get him out of the jam. We head to the fifth, 3-2 Nuts. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler returns with the play-by-play after this.
Our excellence is shining, yet so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen, we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all. What's up? This is Will I Am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. So learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Earlier on, we were talking about the Lugnuts grinding into a double play to thwart a threat. Well, Jacob Waters just got a double play ball to get out of the bottom of the fourth inning. And as we start up the top of the fifth, it's the Lugnuts leading 3-2 in South Bend. Maiano Ricciardi grounds back to the pitcher Richard Gallardo, underhands to first on the Cubs at bat number one. That does it for the Lugnuts' number nine batter. And we go back to around to the top of the order. Max Muncy and Johnny Butler.
Three,
Adam Jackson by my side. Muncy. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Jesse, let's play a fun game and see how many Lugnuts have put the ball in play on one pitch.
Coyote's pitch. Not Max Muncy. He takes ball one down and away.
Oh, but he tried to back to start the game.
He did. He very much did. Here's the wind, the toss, low and away. And then his second time up. Max, by the way, in the top of the first, single, thrown out at second, trying to stretch it to a double. His second time up, he made sure the pitch. He swings, chops it toward short. Mate backs up, grabs from the outfield grass the throw in time at number two. And second time, the first two Lugnuts of the inning, Rodriguez and Ricciardi in the third inning, they were retired on the first pitches, so he virtually had to take before he was eventually retired on the fourth pitch of the at-bat. Johnny Butler will step in now. Two outs, nobody on against Gallardo.
By the way, it's six. Six have put the ball in play on the first pitch.
All right, good. There's your answer. Gallardo throws. Butler takes ball one low on the off speed. Wow. Boy, they're on a rush, huh? Except. Gallardo to the plate. Butler swings and yanks a line drive down the right field line. Base hit going all the way to the corner. Butler heads for second. Wetzel digs it out, hits his cutoff man as Johnny arrives at second base standing. A two-out double. Butler collects his seventh double of the year. And the Lugnuts of a two-out base runner.
How about the extra base hits? The doubles tonight, that's their third. Saw a lot of singles last night from the Lugnuts. Well, not a lot because there were only three hits, but great to see them getting some big swings in tonight.
The big two-bagger was the second. Last inning, Brian Guelbas doubled in two runs. Lugnuts are up 3-2. A breaking ball called to strike on the inside corner to Daniel Susak. Susak is 1-for-2 with a single and a run scored his last time. He and Junior Perez came in on the Buelbas double. Here's the pitch from Gallardo. High fly ball laced into left center field with room. It's down for a base hit. It goes off the wall. Butler checks in to score. Susak replaces him at second. An RBI double for Daniel. And the lead is now 4-2 Lansing. Well, sometimes early swings is a bad thing when you help out the pitcher. It's all about the result, right? You judge the result. Early swings out, the pitcher's off the mound in a hurry. When the early swings lead to barrels, and that leads to Daniel Susak's 12th double. The second hit of the game is 25th RBI of the year.
Well, helping out Jacob Waters, right? You get the double play to end the last half inning with the bases loaded, and now you come back after he gave the run right back that you were able to get three, makes it a 3-2 game, and now you get him back-to-back doubles and another run and push that lead back to two.
I'm staggered, Adam, by you mentioned the early swings for Lansing against Gallardo, who deals to Junior Perez. He takes a breaking ball called a strike in the outside corner. South Bend is usually not swung early against Waters. He's walked 5 through 4 innings. He struck out 5, but he's got the lead. A swing and a fly ball hit into center field for Alcantara. Trots forward, makes the catch. Perez and the Lugnuts are out. But back-to-back two-out doubles by Butler and Susak, and the Lugnuts rebuild the lead to 2 runs. Halfway to the house, going to the bottom of the 5th inning. Lugnuts 4, Cubs 2.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
...83 pitches for Jacob Waters through 4 innings. He returns to the mound for the bottom of the 5th. And his Lugnuts are leading the South Bend Cubs 4-2. Adam Jackson by my side. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Hang on! Waters has walked 5. He struck out 5. He's given up 1 run in the 3rd and 1 run in the 4th. Triantos, Alcantara and ball. 3, 4, and 5 due up. Christian Fernandez warming up in the bullpen right now for the Lugnuts. He was scheduled to be Sunday's starter. Clearly now he won't be. Righty, righty. The pitch to James Triantos. The breaking ball called a strike on the outside corner. This has been an adventure for Jacob Waters. Wines. Throws. A fastball whacked into left center field. Base hit. Quickly on hand, Junior Perez cuts it off. Gets it into second. Lead off single Triantos. Just the 4th hit allowed today by Waters.
The center fielder, number
That's not been the problem. Although there have been some hard hit balls, it's just been the command of finding the strike zone that has got him into trouble. Now he's done a nice job of working out of the jams, leaving 2 on in the last 3 half innings, but living dangerously because of the walks.
He has struck out Kevin Alcantara twice, once in the 2nd, once in the 3rd. The first offering, pop foul, out of play to the right. For the hitters on the South Bend order that Waters has struggled against. And I think of the number 9 hitter, the right fielder Wetzel, whom he's walked twice. He has not struggled against maybe the best position player prospect that the Chicago Cubs have. It's him or Pete Crow Armstrong. The pitch, a curveball chopped foul left side, strike 2. escaped the guardian angel protecting Fernandez in the pen and just kept on going down where all the relievers are huddled around the warming up Fernandez. By the way, with Christian Fernandez now slated to come in relief, I would expect that Mitch Myers would start on Sunday like he started Tuesday. 0-2, swing and a miss. He got him again. 95 on the outside corner, and Kevin Alcantara whiffs for a third time.
Bryce Ball.
I tell you what, Jacob Waters came into this game saying, I'm not going to let that guy beat me. He's achieved it.
Yes, indeed, he has.
Toronto's at first, one out. Nuts four, Cubs two, bottom of the fifth. Deals to the left-handed hitting Bryce Ball. Outside, ball one. Ball doubled in the second, stranded. Struck out swinging with two runners on to end the third. Bryce Ball stands 6'4", weighs in at 240 pounds, knees bent. Look at his stance, Adam. The pitch, curveball, strike called. Does he remind you at all of a left-handed hitting Daniel Susek? Consider 6'4", 240. Look at the knee bend. Look at where the bat is held. The set, the pitch. Curveball chased and missed as it came bouncing down and in. Strike two.
Yeah, definitely. I think the only difference, he rocks a little bit more than Daniel does. But, yeah, you can definitely see it.
It's these big guys getting their knees involved. I think about a free throw shooter, right? Bend the knees before you come up. But you're right, Daniel Susek is a statue. Bryce Ball is down to the count, 1-2. Waters delivers. Check swing foul, up and away off the left side. Off the rooftop, one bounce down into the crowd, skipping like a stone across a pond. Four runs, eight hits, one error for the Lugnuts. Two runs, four hits, one error for the Cubs. Plus five walks. I feel like I should add that too, that there have just been Cubs all over the bases. Try it again, 1-2. The pitch, runner takes off. It's called strike three. Throw down, tag applied by Muncy. In time, a strike him out, throw him out, double play. Triantos went in head first. Muncy was there waiting for him. And Jacob Waters is through five. We go to the sixth inning. Lugnuts four, Cubs two.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL, opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country, and tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets, anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
We're entering the sixth inning. It's a 4-2 Lugnuts lead in South Bend. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jackson. Richard Gallardo returns to the mound for the Cubs and will take on 5, 6, and 7 in Wellbos, Winkler, and Batista Jr. Three runs for the Nuts in the fourth, one in the fifth. Let's see about the stop of the sixth inning. Righty, righty. The rock, the pitch to Brian. Breaking ball up and inside, ball one. Adam, when the Lugnuts went to Fort Wayne, I tried to explore a little bit more of the Summit City. Drive around, see some sights, talk about it on the air. Gallardo deals. Breaking ball called a strike on the outside corner. 1-1. Wellbos comes in with his plate appearance. 1-for-2. Strikeout. 2-run double his last time up and a run scored. Count 1-1. On the pitch. A fastball fouled back off the top of the screen. Strike 2. Leanne Cook is a member of the Lugnuts Booster Club who lives here in the Bend. And she knew that I had explored Fort Wayne, so she sent me a whole list of different things I could do around South Bend. One of those, in fact, the very last item on the list was Notre Dame. You earlier today explored Notre Dame.
How was that the last thing on the list?
It was the last thing on the list. The pitch, down and away. I mean, just in case you need one more thing to do while you're in South Bend, you could go see Notre Dame.
You could.
Golden Dome, touchdown Jesus, Gallardo deals. Breaking ball called strike 3 across the inside corner. Guelba strikes out for a second time. And the fifth strikeout, make that the sixth strikeout for Gallardo. One away in the sixth inning. So, you were at Notre Dame. Athletic trainer Eric Fast, strength and conditioning man Stephen Thayer, Saheed Valenzuela, Brady Basso, probably missing people. A lot of guys went out to Notre Dame. Jack Winkler takes a fastball in. What did you think?
Yeah, I went to pray in front of Touchdown Jesus for a victory on September 16th. Oh,
that'd be beautiful. Winkler chops toward short. Mate waits back on it, grabs. Here comes the throw. On time to first base. Two outs. Central Michigan, Michigan State coming up, right? September the 16th?
No, September 16th, Central Michigan, Notre Dame coming up.
Central Michigan, Notre Dame.
Yeah. Michigan State first, Notre Dame coming up third, but that's the first ever series meeting between those two. Going to be a good one.
That's great. Breaking ball up and inside ball one to Danny Batista Jr. Adam, the voice of the Chippewas. Righty, righty, two outs, nobody on. 4-2 Lugnuts. Batista Jr. takes a called strike at the letters.
It was really cool, though, Jesse. A lot of history over there.
Breaking ball outside. Ball two.
Had the water right in front of Touchdown Jesus. Of course, Notre Dame Stadium.
Ground ball pulled foul, left side, strike two.
They've got all the great statues of the excellent coaches. Newt Rockne, the tunnel that leads down to the field.
Do you know what I learned is the strength and conditioning man, Stephen Thayer, apparently has a thing where he needs to be photographed next to statues.
Really?
He needs to be. The pitch, low. Kid you not. Learn something new about these guys every day. Gallardo de Batista Jr. Ground ball, shortstop. Made knocks it down, picks it up, spins, fires, and the dig at first base by ball. Side up, side down in perfect fashion, thanks to the D of the shortstop, Made. Onward we go to the bottom of the sixth inning, and I'm glad you enjoyed yourself earlier today. And we'll see if that comes to fruition. Irish on the Chippewas in mid-September. Lugnuts 4, South Bend Cubs 2. You didn't pray about this game, did you?
No, I didn't. Knew this was a dub.
Let's go to the bottom of the sixth.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Well now, surprise, surprise, Christian Fernandez has come out to the mound for the Lugnuts for the bottom of the sixth inning. Jacob Waters is done after five. Waters is in line for the win. Lugnuts leading 4-2. Fernandez, the righty, misses outside. Ball one to the left-handed hitting Yohendrick Piñango. Piñango, Verdugo, and opens. Hernandez kicks and throws. Bounced it low and inside. Two balls and no strikes. Piñango is 0 for 1. Walk in the second. Had a ground out to second base in the fourth inning. Fernandez, we were expecting to start on Sunday. He fires. Skied. Back of second base, heading to center field for Junior Perez. He settles below. Got the catch. And one gone. Christian Fernandez is making his second relief appearance of the year. 43 innings worked. He's walked 17. He struck out 46. He's allowed 3 home runs. And he leads the Lugnuts with 5 batters hit by pitches. He was originally acquired via trade from the Tampa Bay Rays for Christian Bethencourt. He delivers. Inside for ball one to Luis Verdugo. So Jacob Waters is out. And I've got his final line for you. Here's the toss. Low. 2 balls and no strikes to Verdugo after he went 2-0 on Piñango, but he got him on a flyout. Black Sox pulled up to the knees for Fernandez. Kicks. Throws. Ground ball pulled foul left side. Strike one. So Jacob Waters goes 5 innings, 93 pitches, 53 strikes, 40 balls. He allowed 4 hits and 2 runs. He walked 5. He struck out 7. His fastball was up to 98 miles per hour. 1 out, nobody on. 4-2 Lugnuts. The pitch, the breaking ball. In there for a strike. Good looking slider. 2-2 on Verdugo. Luis Verdugo is lined out to left. He's walked and scored a run. Here's the pitch. Low and away. He was trying for that same slider on the outside corner, but not this time. 3-2. Outfield is straight up. Infield is back. A payoff pitch. Here it comes. Low and away. And there's the 6th walk drawn by a South Bend Cub. First walk given up by Fernandez.
Visit Northwest.bank to see how banking is built around you.
Well, if you're wondering, so South Bend drew 5 walks and collected 4 hits against Jacob Waters, plus they had the benefit of an error committed by the second baseman Ricciardi. Waters, though, did well to limit them to 2 runs. Fernandez to Casey Opitz, switch hitter batting left. Outside ball 1. After a 1-2-3 first inning, Waters in the second inning with 1 out, allowed a double and a walk, stranded them. Got Verdugo, struck out Opitz to end the inning. In the third inning, gave up a run, 2 walks, a base hit. Struck out 2 batters in a row to strand 2. Here's the 1-0. Ground ball foul, right side. 1-1. In the fourth inning, with 1 out, a walk, an RBI single, another walk. Then the error committed, but a double play ball hit into by Kevin Mate thwarted a bases-loaded threat for the Cubs. They only got 1 run. Fernandez deals a 1-1 pitch. Opitz takes. Changeup low. Ball 2. And then lastly in the fifth inning, James Triantos a leadoff single, but Alcantara struck out for a 3rd time. And then Bryce Ball, a strike him out, throw him out. Double play to end the inning. And that was it for Waters. What a way to go out. 2 balls and a strike. 1 out. Runner at first. The pitch. Inside corner. Strike called. 2-2. Back we go with a Cub on. Luis Verdugo, the runner at first base. He has not tried a stolen base attempt this year. Cubs down by 2 in the bottom of the 6th inning. The pitch on its way. A curveball hit high in the air out to right field. Back goes Brian Buelbas, and then he stops, he waits, he retrieves it. Back to first base Verdugo. Not barreled by Opitz. 2 outs in the last of the 6th.
The right fielder, number 20, Jacob Wetzel.
Here is the batter who, when the starter Waters faced him, the pitches were simply allergic to the strike zone. Waters walked Jacob Wetzel twice. Adam, try to say Waters walked Wetzel.
Waters walked Wetzel.
Hey, all right.
It is.
Way to go. Wonderful. Batting left, first pitch. Low and in, ball one.
10 pitches he's seen. One in the zone.
What is going on?
I don't know, man. He's got the magic touch tonight.
That's weird for Wetzel. It's whack. One ball, no strikes. Is this in the zone? It's a curveball inside. So, no is the answer.
You said it's what?
Whack. It's wild. It's way off.
Way out.
I should stop
way
while
in.
I'm at first. Verdugo, short lead, two balls, no strikes. Here's the pitch. A fastball called a strike in the outside corner. 90 miles an hour from Fernandez, taking a little something off.
You know, though, for Wetzel, it's wonderful.
You're right. Josh won right. The right would be spelled with a W. It's a hitter's count on 2-1. Wetzel takes outside for ball three. Jacob Wetzel from Walkersville, Maryland.
Come on, man. Just too easy. Wild.
Walkersville. With his two walks today, Wetzel has walked 16 times. Mm. The 3-1 pitch. Fouled off at home plate. Strike two. Trying to change Walkersville to Whiffersville. Is that too much of a stretch?
Not at all. I like it.
With this being a 3-2 pitch, it's going to be an action pitch. Two outs, Verdugo will be in motion. Batista Jr. is still holding him on. Left-handed batter rates. Waits. Right-hander sets. Throws. Swing and a miss. He chased ball four. Curveball down and in. And that does it for the sixth inning. Jacob Wetzel from...
walking his way back to the dugout. Ville.
Let's go to the seventh. Adam Jackson walks back to the microphone. Lugnuts 4, Cubs 2.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus. It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Vince Cotroneo, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Off to the seventh we go, 4-2. Lugnuts doubling up the Cubs on a beautiful evening at South Bend. Started at 75 degrees. It's dipped to 71. New man on the mound, it's Chase Watkins, the lefty, against the righty C.J. Rodriguez. The first pitch from the new reliever. Fastball in on the outside corner, strike one. Lugnuts got four runs in back-to-back frames. They got three runs in the fourth and one in the fifth. Watkins waits, throws, swing and a miss. No balls, two strikes. That one low to C.J. Rodriguez. Watkins, the left-handed 6'4", 215-pounder from Jesse Watsonville, California. The pitch, swing and a miss. C.J. Rodriguez is down. He will unfortunately have to walk back to the dugout. Starts with a W.
And you know that W is associated with the Chicago Cubs. We saw yesterday Swoop and Stu, the mascots, running the W flags out to center field. One of them was running.
The other one was half-heartedly almost limping. But the Lugnuts hoping to keep that W off the field tonight. They're up 4-2 in the seventh. Here's the lefty, Mariano Ricciardi. The pitch home. Popped up third base side. Foul territory up towards those clouds and out of play. Strike one.
So Saheed Valenzuela went to high school with Chase Watkins, as did Ruben Ibarra of the Dayton Dragons. I'm just talking with Saheed about how amazing that is. Three high school teammates all in the Midwest League.
Pretty remarkable. Talented team. The 0-1 pitch. Lifted out to shallow right field, backing up the second baseman, Triantos, and he makes the catch. Just had enough loft on it for Triantos to back up on it. And there's two outs in the seventh. Go back to the top of the card for Max Muncy. 4-2, Lugnuts in front thanks to that three-run fourth and the one-run fifth. Nuts trying to even up this series heading into the final two games of the six-game set tomorrow and Sunday. Took game one, Cubs took game two and three. Pitch home. The right-hander takes it outside. Ball one. Muncy tonight, 1-for-3. He had a home run swing on the first pitch of the game, but it was foul. Then lined the ball out to right center before he was punched out trying to go for two. The pitch. Whistled back off the net. One ball, one strike. Crowd has been kept pretty tame tonight. And a couple things to cheer about with two RBI singles earlier for the Cubs to score in the third and the fourth. Those are the only runs they have on four hits. 1-1 from Watkins. Outside. Two balls and a strike. Base is clear. Two away. The Lugnuts with four runs on eight hits and one error. That means the Nuts have had now four errors the last two nights. A team that came in to last night with the least amount of errors in the league. That was 36. The pitch down low inside, 3-1.
Let me add to that, yesterday the errors were committed by the first baseman, the shortstop, and the third baseman, and today the second baseman.
Yeah, the infield is what has been so good for the Lugnuts, turning the league-high 45 double plays. The pitch on the ground, shot towards second. To his left is Triantos, bounces off his leg and ricochets out to shallow center. So Muncy punched it hard into the ground. Triantos had to move to his left, couldn't field it clean. And this one will be interesting. What are you going with here?
My guess is error because it's right at him.
Left fielder number 8, Johnny Butler.
I think he did have to move a tick to his left, but
error.
They are going to go error. Had a chance to play on it.
That ball took some kind of ricochet. Lets you know the speed off the bat.
So now the lefty, Johnny Butler, takes the pitch, low and outside, ball one. And Muncy, that looked like the same type of swing that he had in the first. This one was on the ground, that one was up in the air to get him his base hit. So Muncy doing a good job getting on for a second time tonight. 4-2 Nuts, top seven, two outs. The pitch, down low inside to the lefty, Johnny Butler. Doubled in the fifth and then was doubled in by Daniel Susak two pitches later. That was the fourth and final run so far that the Lugnuts have scored tonight, up 4-2. Watkins set from the stretch, comes home. That's inside, three balls, no strikes.
I feel like Johnny Butler has tapped into his power recently.
Yeah, I mean, look at his home runs last week. He had three. Now here's the question. Do we get that power on the road? Because the home runs have come at home. 3-0 pitch. That's outside, ball four. He doesn't need to tap in the power there. Draws just the second Lugnut walk tonight. And they're at first and second with two outs. And here come the Lugnuts. Even after the first two are retired, TJ Rodriguez strikes out. Ricciardi flies out. Now an error, a walk. And you got to deal with Daniel Susak, the best hitter so far in 2023 for Lansing.
He's already got his 17th multi-hit game of the year. But Adam, Susak has five games this year where he's had at least three hits. And all he needs is one more. When he starts getting hits in bunches, they come by the handful.
Well, let's see if he can deliver here. The Lugnuts would love it.
They're giving him that left center gap again.
Comes the pitch home. Low and outside as it scoops off the dirt. One ball, no strikes. By the way, home run. Properly termed for the Lansing Lugnuts. 32 long balls this year. 23 have been hit at home. We saw it a ton last week as they erupted against Cedar Rapids. The pitch. That's outside. Two balls, no strikes. Now they hit home run on Tuesday. Max Muncy got it. It was a three-run shot. Daniel Susak here at the plate.
Adam, go one step further. It came in the seventh inning.
There we go. The pitch home. That's taken outside. Three balls, no strikes. Susak may not have the opportunity to swing here. All four of his home runs have come, guess where? Jackson Field.
But the man on deck, Junior Perez. Remember, he went on that three home run binge at West Michigan.
That's right. Three of his five have come on the road in that ballpark out west, LMCU. There's the 3-0 pitch to Susak. He's taking it, shoots in on the outside corner, strike one. Two on, two out. Lefty on righty here. Chase Watkins against Daniel Susak. The RBI double, the run scored on the single, struck out in the first. The pitch home. On the outside corner, strike two. Susak was ready to toss the bat. Instead, checks in with Juan Gomez to see where the pitch was at and steps back in. Ankle guard on that front left foot. Do the Nuts have a two-out rally here, up 4-2 in the seventh? 3-2 pitch. Runners take off. The pitch is outside. There's ball four, and it's back-to-back walks. Second and third time, the Lugnuts have had free passes tonight, and the bases are loaded with Nuts. For the man that has had those big home runs on the road, Junior Perez, getting set to come to the plate, but we'll get a visit to the mound first.
I've liked how Junior Perez has hit today, too. The double in the second inning, the single in the fourth. Remember, the double came on a two-strike pitch right after Bryce Ball misplayed a foul pop, and he drilled it down the oppo side. And then back in the fourth inning, Richard Gallardo, with a good breaking ball, happened to hang a curve, and he was all over it.
How about the production tonight from the top five in this order? Perez included, as you just mentioned, Jesse, but look at what this lineup has done in the top half here, especially after the struggles that this offense collectively has had the last two nights.
That's the offense. The 6, 7, 8, 9 hitters have combined to go 1-for-11. But the top guys, Muncy, Butler, Susak, Perez, and then include Brian Buelbas with his two-run double, they're carrying things right now.
And hopefully the carrying continues. Junior Perez batting fourth. They're loaded up for Muncy at third, Butler at second, Susak at first. All this inning continuing because of an error by second baseman James Triantos. Lefty on righty. Here comes the pitch home. Outside corner, strike one.
That's where everything is. Have you noticed that? Chase Watkins aiming that fastball, arm side, outside corner in these right-handed batters.
See where he comes here against the righty Perez. Throws. Breaking ball. Outside corner again. Spots it well. So after back-to-back walks and 8 of his last 10 pitches being out of the zone, he's up 0-2 on Perez. Locking back in when it matters most. 4-2 Nuts, top 7. The 0-2. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. He chased that one outside. Perez, a little impatient there. And the Lugnuts leave them loaded. And they maintain their two-run lead. Can't tack on anymore. We'll stretch it out to the bottom of the seventh. 4-2, Lansing in South Bend.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Not Joe, booming through the speakers here as we head to the bottom of the seventh. Thanks so much for joining us on your Friday, June 9th, 2023. The Nuts holding the advantage over the Cubs, up 4-2, trying to even up this series before we head to Saturday and Sunday. Christian Fernandez, the piggyback starter tonight, to open up the seventh against the top of the card. Lefty Ezekiel Pagan waits. And before that, we've got time called. The first base coach forgot to put his hard hat on. He's got the cap on. So we'll get that switched up.
Adam, we mentioned Juan Gomez's Hawkeye earlier in this game, looking to all the way down the left field line. That's great alertness by the home plate umpire.
That guy doesn't miss a beat. Doing his job. The righty Fernandez throws. First pitch way outside. Ball one. Christian Fernandez came in the sixth, got through the six through nine hitters with only a walk allowed. Now his first time through the top of the card. Nuts in front, 4-2, bottom seven. Pitch two. Fastball up high outside. Two balls, no strikes. That was the common theme, though, in the sixth for Fernandez. He got behind three of the four batters, 2-0. Pitch home. Make it 3-0 as it misses upstairs.
I don't like his velocity either. He's throwing 89, 90 miles an hour. This is a guy who usually can get it up to 94.
Here comes pitch four for him. Popped back. Boy, the Cubs have been aggressive in this series, swinging at 3-0 pitches. A couple of times last night into outs. Pagan trying to get aboard here. He's 0-for-3. Did reach on an error in the fourth. 3-1 pitch. Down low inside, ball four. And the Cubs will bring the tying run to the plate in the bottom of the seventh.
Yeah, of all nights to swing 3-0. You just drew your seventh walk of the game.
That has been the issue for Lansing. There have not been a ton of hits, just four for South Bend. But, right, the walks, there has been one per half inning outside of the fifth and the first. There have been walks everywhere else. Kevin Mate steps to the plate. 1-for-3 tonight. Did ground into a double play in his last at bat. The pitch home. Right-hander bends back, takes it inside. One ball, no strikes. So five of the first six have missed. It was a 20-pitch first inning of work for Fernandez back in the sixth. Only nine were in the zone. The 1-0. That's inside, 2-0. So you'd have to imagine the Cubs have been in deep counts all night tonight, but especially have to think the top of the order here is going to take some pitches and make Fernandez throw strikes, which he is not doing in this seventh inning. Here's the 2-0. That's down low. Three balls, no strikes, 28 pitches, 10 strikes for Christian Fernandez. This is how he started his outing, Jesse, on Sunday. He walked the bases loaded in the first, kind of smacked his mitt and was disappointed with himself coming out, and then he locked in after that. The pitch in there, strike one, just the second strike in this half inning. Does a strikeout or an out potentially get things going for him? He was able to wiggle out of the high ball counts in the sixth. 4-2 here in the seventh. Lugs lead. 3-1. Twisted back off the netting. Great job here. He's worked back into the count. It's full.
I'm still frankly shocked that he's throwing nothing but fastballs. This has been, what, five fastballs to set bat?
Yeah.
His best pitch is his curve or his changeup. And so I'd anticipate a curveball or a changeup here. Go curveball. You trust that more than your fastball. Your fastball has been letting you down.
Starting this game like a starter. 3-2 pitch. There is the curve, hit fair down the third base side. Winkler has it, throws to second for one. Relay back to first. That's in time, around the horn, double play. 5-4-3. Second time Kevin Mades hit into a double play tonight to Jack Winkler. It's number 46 turn this year by the Nuts, and the bases are clear.
That's a difficult turn. That's Winkler back of his bag. That's Mariano Ricciardi at second base with the runner bearing down upon him. And that is a photo finish at first.
How about that for the Nuts? Now James Triantos comes up. Right-hander takes the breaking ball in there. A little hot, 1-0, but right on cue. Jesse called for the breaking ball. He got it on that last pitch. Missed pitch. In there again. So that's three straight curves. One to get the Made double play. Then two to start Triantos, 1-1.
That's when you and I have seen him be more effective.
1-1. There's a fastball in there, outside corner. Strike two, and a curveball settling down. Fernandez. And now time called from James Triantos. 4-2 Nuts. So here you are. Christian Fernandez has thrown 34 pitches, and only 14 have been in the zone. But the bases are clear, two outs. He worked an effortless sixth as well. Pitch. Breaking ball gets behind Rodriguez. No idea where it was. It just kind of looked defensive there as it went to the right of him. 2-2.
With nobody on the bases, you can just let that hop.
No damage done. 2-2 pitch. Little Hezzy, the throw. Reached on foul, third base side. Angeles flung his left arm out there with a half-hearted try.
I feel like this game has been the epitome of effectively wild. Waters and Fernandez have not been on, but they've kept South Bend off balance enough.
The 2-2. Swinging a hopper back up the middle, and it's through for a base hit. Past the left of Max Muncy at shortstop. And there is just the fifth base hit tonight for South Bend. Well, you think about it, the last two losses for the Nuts, it's not like this offense has done very much against them. They scored one run on Wednesday, and they scored three runs last night. We got two runs tonight. So just like the Nuts struggling to score offensively, so has South Bend, although they've had just enough to win. Here's Kevin Alcantara. Tough night for him at the plate. First time facing Fernandez. The pitch. Breaking ball misses outside to the right-hander. Kevin Alcantara, who came in 7-for-13 in this series, now has struck out three times tonight, 0-for-3, all against Jacob Waters, nearly half of the strikeouts for Waters tonight. 4-2, Nuts, bottom seven. Two out, one on. The pitch home. Fastball shoots in too tight, 2-0.
Adam, you've heard past performance is no guarantee of future results. He's 0-for-3, three strikeouts. I still say that means nothing. He's public enemy number one on the best hitter that South Bend has.
He had the home run earlier in this series. That would tie the score with as bad as they've been offensively tonight. 2-0. Breaking ball nips the outside corner. Strike one. That's a big pitch right there from Christian Fernandez.
That's a pitcher's pitch on 2-0. Give him a breaking ball just clipping the outside corner. That's tough.
Now what does he have on the 2-1? Righty to righty, he throws. Breaking ball outside. Three balls and a strike. Christian Fernandez this year for the Nuts has allowed three home runs, rather, through his nine games worked. Opponents batting .272 against the righty Fernandez, but one out away from getting through seven. The pitch. That's inside, ball four. Another walk for the Cubs.
That's another Northwest Bank walk.
Imagine if Lansing doesn't get that double play two batters ago. 4-2, Lugnuts leading. This half inning has gone walk, grounder, base hit, walk. But that grounder was a double play to clear the sacks. And now Don Schulze walking out there with the infield gathered up as they figure out how they pitch to Bryce Ball, who's had a good series. Three hits, he's driven in three, and he's had three doubles for his three hits.
Jack Owen now warming up in the Lugnuts bullpen. I mean, I tell you, Adam, it was a surprise to see Christian Fernandez coming in relief today. He has not had it. His fastball has no life and no location, and he's just trying to grind his way through it.
And it was the same thing, again, we saw from him on Sunday. He was the guy that picked up both of the wins a couple of weeks ago at Fort Wayne. Started the series, ended the series, and then got the Sunday win for the Nuts, where they have been best this year on Sundays. Two on, two out. Ready on lefty. The pitch home. It skipped inside, gets away from Rodriguez enough. Over to third base without a throw. Goes Triantos on the wild pitch. Lansing best this year on Sundays, 8-3. Fridays, they have been one of the worst days, just 2-6, but they're up 4-2. That right there with Wednesdays, where the Lugnuts 2-8. So would love to pick up their third win on a Friday this year, up by two in the seventh, but things getting more dangerous with runners at the corners and two outs. Ready, Fernandez set from the stretch, throws home. Breaking ball in there beautifully. Strike one on Bryce Ball. Doubled in the second, struck out in the third, and struck out in the fifth, both against Jacob Waters. So the four and five hitters, arguably the two most dangerous guys, Alcantara and Ball, five strikeouts tonight out of the seven from Jacob Waters. How about that? 1-1 pitch. Way outside with the fastball, and the command continues to betray him with that first pitch.
The fastball, and he can't go into everything, right? It can't become curveball heavy, changeup heavy. He needs to, at the very least, have that fastball be something on the hitter's mind.
And if you're a hitter right now, you're almost sitting on that breaking ball knowing he can't locate the fastball. 2-1 pitch. There is the breaking ball. That misses inside. It's 3-1. So the Cubs have already walked two times in this half inning. They are a ball of walking the bases loaded with Yohendrick Piongo on deck. He's walked one time tonight. In all, eight total walks for South Bend. Fernandez's pitch. Breaking ball inside, ball four.
I don't know, Adam. If it was me, I'd go to Jack Owen right now.
Well, movement from Craig Conklin. He's looking at his chart right now, trying to figure out if he walks his way to the mound or not. Having a word with Don Schulze. And he's going to make the move, it looks like. Craig Conklin is going to go to the pen, and that's going to be it for Christian Fernandez, who just could not locate that fastball tonight. So he's going to finish his outing with the final line not determined, but the final pitch count determined. 46 pitches, 19 strikes.
And yet no runs charged to his name yet. And if Jack Owen can get Yohendrick Piñango, no runs, period.
And remember, last night, South Bend, they loaded up the bases three times. They got no runs in all of those situations. Right now, bases loaded, two outs. And if Jack Owen can get out of this, it would keep the Lugnuts in front. It's the second time that the Nuts have made the change with Yohendrick Piongo, the sixth hitter, coming to the plate. So Jack Owen, a left-hander for the first time tonight for the Lugs out of the pen. Again, he'll come in trying to get the final out in this seventh inning to hold the lead. Now for Owen this year, opponents 3-for-12 against him in his first batter faced with a double and two strikeouts. He has inherited five runners and stranded just one. So, big spot right here.
He's one has scored, four have been stranded.
Fair enough. There we go.
I got you.
Walk, double play, grounder. Base hit, walk, walk. How this seventh inning has gone against the top five in the order. So So the lefty out of Auburn, undrafted free agent, stepping in here. The last few times have been really good for him at Fort Wayne against Cedar Rapids a couple of times. He's gone a combined 4 2/3 innings in the last three appearances, giving up one hit, one run, no walks, five strikeouts. Bases loaded against the lefty, Piango. First pitch in, knee-high, strike one.
Piango hitting 186 against lefties this year. Left-handed batters against Owen, just 205. That's because of his great slider.
Jack Owen trying to go right after Piango with the bases full. 4-2 Nuts, the pitch. Sit in there a little wide. One ball, one strike. Owen, 4-2 seam fastball. Curve, slider, and the change. Not a high velo guy. Lefty from the stretch throws. Lifted out to shallow right. That's going to drop down for a base hit. And a good time to score. Guelvas throws over to second. And it's 4-4 on the bloop single that scores two. And the walks finally come back to break the Lugnuts backs in the seventh.
Back's broken because of a broken bat. That ball was off the barrel. Yo, Hendrick Piñango got sawed off and he muscled it out over Ricciardi.
You can only live on the edge for so long. And after the Nuts have walked now nine batters, the four runs that they scored in the fourth and the fifth to build up that two-run lead is now vanished. And a long seventh inning still not over as Luis Verdugo steps in from the right side. The pitch. Outside, ball one. Told you South Bend couldn't make Lansing pay last night with the bases loaded. Kept it that 3-1 game. They deliver here. And the bloop single to right. The pitch. The outside corner, one ball, one strike. So after all, Fernandez will give up a couple of runs and still on the hook for one more here with ball at third base. More importantly, this game tied, four runs apiece. The pitch home. That's outside, a little bit low, 2-1. Verdugo, two walks tonight in the seven hole. Wetzel in the nine hole has two walks as well. 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss. It would buy him on the outside. 2-2. It'll be 5, 6, and 7 due up for the Nuts in the eighth. With the game at least tied, perhaps South Bend in front. Cubs scored first back in the third to take the one-run lead, but then the Lugnuts came back with three in the fourth. The pitch home. Sent out to right center field. Perez over to his left, underneath of it. Glides back, makes the catch. And that's going to do it. But the lead is gone for Lansing. Three walks, two base hits. And Piango delivers to score two. And it's 4-4 after seven at Four Winds Field.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
This is
All right, brand new ball game as we bring it back for the eighth. 4-2, no more. It's 4-4 thanks to the two-run single off the bat of Yohendrick Piñango. He scores both Triantos and Alcantara after three walks issued by Fernandez. Brian Buelbas, Jack Winkler, Danny Bautista here in the eighth. Buelbas from the right side doubled earlier as they faced Chase Watkins. Lefty throws home. Fastball misses low and outside. Ball one. Oh, we do have to answer some trivia here in the eighth. That's some action there in the seventh for the Cubs. The pitch home. That's in there. Strike one. Two walks and an error. Loaded up the bases for the Nuts in the seventh. They got nothing. Cubs loaded up the bases in the bottom of the seventh. They got two. Opportunities. The pitch. Swing and a miss from Buelbas. And it's one ball, two strikes. The good news, each time South Bend has scored tonight, Lansing has come right back and scored in the next half inning. So, a chance here. South Bend scored one in the third, Lansing three in the fourth. South Bend one in the bottom of the fourth, Lansing one in the fifth. South Bend two in the bottom of the seventh. Here we are in the top of the eighth. The pitch home. Breaking ball outside. Two balls, two strikes. Buelbas, newly turned 21 as of yesterday. Two-run double in the fourth. Two strikeouts sandwiched between. Pitch home. That's low and outside. Three balls, two strikes. He has worked now two full counts. The one he struck out on ball four, low and outside. He couldn't lay off of it. Let's see what he gets here. Watkins comes set. Lefty throws. Swing, it's kicked back off the netting. Remains 3-2 on Buelbas. Buelvas, the right-hander, 5'10", 185-pounder from Monterrey, Colombia. Payoff pitch. Swatted up and out of play.
Reminds me of his at-bat yesterday in the ninth inning.
He battled yesterday, but unfortunately grounded out to end it. What was that, 13 pitches yesterday to open up the ninth?
Yeah.
Another 3-2. Another foul ball, first base side. So here we go again. That's the eighth pitch. Behind 1-2, took two balls out of the zone. Now has fouled off the last three. 4-4 our score in the top of the eighth. Eight hits for the Nuts, six for the Cubs. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He chased it up and out. Again, it was ball four, and Buelbas couldn't lay off of it. So his third strikeout tonight. There's one away in the eighth. Second strikeout for Chase Watkins. All right, so back in the fourth inning, we asked you who was the first Major League Baseball team to win on Sunday Night Baseball. Jack Winkler steps in. Lefty against righty. The pitch. Breaking ball drops in there. Strike one. Jesse, what kind of emails did we get tonight?
I saw answers sent in. I did not see any correct answers sent in.
I did have an Expos guess from Jeff Wack. The throw. That's outside. On the outside corner. Strike two. Jesse, you guessed the Expos. Laughing. That would be tough. Well, we went even tougher than that. The pitch. Breaking ball outside, one ball, two strikes. Yes, indeed, it is a team that is no longer called this name that won the first ever Sunday Night Baseball game, but it is not the Montreal Expos, a team based out of Houston. 1-2. That's outside, two balls, two strikes.
People think about teams changing their names, right? Cleveland to the Guardians, Washington to the Commanders. This predated that, violence being the reason.
This was 1963. Pitch, low and outside, three balls, two strikes. The Colt 45s beat the Giants 3-0 this day back in 1963, 3-0 for Major League's first Sunday night game.
Wow. Wow.
And they did it because of Houston's tough heat. The pitch, swing and a miss. Winkler swings through that. There's two away, three strikeouts. So there you go, the Colt 45s now the Houston Astros. And the reason that they switched the name to the Astros, because the construction of the new stadium the Houston team moved into in 1965.
You mean the Colt 45 Dome wasn't a good enough name?
The pitch home. It's down low. One ball, no strikes.
Astros is a great baseball team name.
Yes, it is, and it's because they were the team that first possessed an indoor stadium, the Astrodome. 1-0. That's down low. Two balls, no strikes. So the Houston Colt 45s became the Houston Astros. And the Colt 45s, the first team ever to win a Sunday night baseball game at the major league level. 2-0. Popped up, back out of play. 2-1. Our score here in the top of the eighth, 4-4 between the Cubs and the Lugs at Four Winds Field.
I could not have told you that Sunday night baseball went back that far.
Me neither. And the reason not being for TV, which is what you'd expect. The pitch lifted deep, left field. Pagan is going back. He's at the wall looking up, and that ball's gone! Danny Bautista Jr. flying around the bases has put the Lugnuts in front 5-4 in the eighth. A huge grin on Bautista's face as he comes to home plate. For Bautista, it's his first home run of the year. The Pikachu hat doesn't travel on the road, so he's getting head taps as he makes his way through the dugout. And the Lugnuts, again for a third time tonight, have answered South Bend runs. C.J. Rodriguez, first pitch, looping breaking ball, outside corner, strike one.
He picked up a Uriel Antolaez, and he hauled him up into the air to celebrate.
Knew he wanted to get one out. That pitch up high and out. One ball, one strike. Almost like it didn't happen because the wave is just going on, and they didn't even notice.
First homer for Danny since September of last year at Modesto.
That's great stuff. The pitch. Hard hit, back up the middle, base hit, Rodriguez. He gets to first as the center fielder Alcantara comes to field. Back-to-back hits for the Nuts. So again, the Lugnuts, a team that had not scored outside of one unearned run in two games back-to-back, have now three different times answered the adversity of giving up runs and come together and scored each of those next three half innings. One run for the Cubs in the third, then three for the Nuts in the fourth. One run for the Cubs in the fourth. They get one in the fifth. Two runs in the seventh, and now they get one in the eighth. And now with two outs, back-to-back hits, we will get a pinch hitter as Saheed Valenzuela coming to the box. So the right-hander will step in for Mariano Ricciardi. He, of course, maybe not the right term, but assuming number two will take the spot at the second base.
Yeah, I think this is
straight
easy.
Switch
hitter, so you get to bat from the right side against the lefty, and you can plug right in there defensively. Back to that home run by Danny Bautista Jr. Adam, there's the left field porch, and he hit it over the porch, and he hit it out to the concourse, out to the synagogue that serves as their souvenir shop. That was a blast.
Yes, it was. It was hammered. The Cubs' den is beyond the concourse over there right down the line. And it was hit out in that direction past the concourse. And what do you think that wall, Jesse? I think that's a little bit larger than 10 feet.
Yes.
15 feet or so?
Yes, I do. Look at it compared to the left fielder, Pagan.
You might even go 20 feet. I mean, it's maybe not that high. We know what the 20-foot tall wall in Lansing looks like. Thinking 15 feet tall, but either way, it was a shot to left right down the line. First this year for Danny Bautista Jr. in his 47th game with the Nuts. And after back-to-back hard swings, one from Bautista and now one from Rodriguez, manager Lance Reimel going to come out, take the baseball from Chase Watkins, and that's going to do it. 5-4, Lansing leading in the top of the eighth, and they're going to make the move to the pen and bring in a new reliever. So the cat-mouse battle continues here with Saheed Valenzuela coming in, and then a new man on the mound for South Bend. And we'll see here. It looks like it's Joe Nahas.
Adam, we've got our window that separates the broadcast booths here. And Max Toma sitting just opposite us, what, a couple of feet away from me, separated by the window. He opened up the window just to say, we were robbed of our high school teammate versus high school teammate matchup. With Saheed Valenzuela sent up there to face Chase Watkins, and Lance Rimmel apparently unaware.
Or he was aware, and he just wanted us to mention it.
Spoil sports.
Man. Well, close. So it will be the righty, Joe Nahas, which means instead of Valenzuela batting from the right, he should shift over and he'll bat from the left. So yes, in the on-deck circle, Valenzuela, who is taking the warm-up swings from the righty side, taking them from the lefty side. So here he comes with Rodriguez at first, two outs, 5-4 Nuts. Top eight.
Nahas pitched earlier in the series on Tuesday, Adam. Wasn't all that great. Daniel Susak singled sharply against him. Junior Perez walked. He only escaped it on a Jack Winkler double play ball for a scoreless inning.
All right, so here we go. The Pottsville, Pennsylvania native set with a slight bend in the knees. Throws home. And that bounces in front of home plate. Ball one to the switch hitting Saheed Valenzuela from that left side. Saheed wears number two. 5'8", 185-pound, 25-year-old from Somerton, Arizona. Pitch home. Too tall. 2-0. Just three walks tonight for the Nuts, but they walked twice against Watkins. Walked just once against the starter, Gallardo. But three have reached, or two have reached here in the bottom of the order. The pitch. That's on the outside corner. Strike one.
Nahas's arm is so late in coming around, and you can understand why. He's trying to hide it from the batter as long as possible. But because of that, he struggles with his release point. He struggles with his command.
2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Not the bender inside. First time Saheed Valenzuela seen that. Came in on the wrists and dropped. 2-2. So good job. Nahas to get back in this count after falling behind. The break-even pitch. Breaking ball lifted out to shallow left. Long run, Pagan coming in, and a basket catch on the run as he flips it up to himself to hang on to it. And the Nuts are done in the eighth, but they get the solo shot first this year for Danny Bautista Jr., and Lansing re-grabs the lead. 5-4, Lugnuts 6 outs away from a victory.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jackson.
A seesaw battle continues here in South Bend. Game 4 of 6 this week, and right now it's your Lugnuts edging the Cubs 5-4. They grab the lead on a Danny Bautista Jr. solo shot, his first this year. Hot shot out to left field. I just told you the Nuts, 32 of their 21 homers have been at home. This pitch fly foul from Jack Owens' arm to Casey Opitz, the switch hitting righty in this at bat. Strike one.
Danny Bautista Jr. had not hit a home run at home.
No, he hadn't. Not hit a home run at all. Pitch. Bouncing ball, third base side. No balls, two strikes. So the Nuts now with 33 home runs. But again, 21 at home. So 12 on the road now, and two have come this week. The pitch. That's outside. One ball, two strikes. Jack Owen coming in to take over for Christian Fernandez. Gave up a weak bloop single that scored the two runs to tie it and got the flyout. Pitch on the outside corner. Called strike three. It was a slow-moving called strike three by Juan Gomez as he slowly stood back up. But it's Jack Owen's first strikeout. One away in the bottom of the eighth.
That's one where if you're the catcher, in this case, E.J. Rodriguez, the second that pitch snaps in, you know you've got him.
Now it's Jacob Wetzel. Lefty on lefty, the pitch. It's on the outside corner, strike one. The bottom part of the order has done a lot of damage tonight, getting on base against Lugnut pitching, so not easy to get Wetzel, who's got on twice. Checks it, it's in there, strike two. Wetzel walked in the third, walked in the fourth, struck out in the sixth. 5-4 Nuts in the bottom of the eighth. One out, the pitch. Owen inside, one ball, two strikes. Butler, Perez, and Guelbas in the outfield. Jack Winkler, Max Muncy to the left of the infield. The pitch, a little bit high. Two balls, two strikes. The switch, straight up. As we mentioned, Mariano Ricciardi replaced by Saheed Valenzuela, who's at second. Danny Bautista Jr. at first. The pitch, in there, called strike three. So he gets the eight and nine hitters looking. Two outs. And it'll be up to Ezekiel Pagan.
It's the magic of Jack Owen that he gets in the batter's head to so much. The point where he can throw a fastball right down the middle and the batter stands there helplessly. There are very few pitchers who can get a batter to watch a fastball down the middle.
Give credit to Owen. He's getting that again tonight. First pitch to the lefty. And he goes breaking ball that shoots in there. Strike one. Beauty of a pitch. And for all the walks tonight that the Lugnuts have allowed, Owen, refreshing to see him come out and pump the zone. Next pitch, Owen outside. One ball, one strike. 5-4 Lansing, bottom eight. Two outs. By the way, that walk total up to nine for South Bend. The pitch. Line shot the other way between Winkler and Muncy on the left side of the infield. Base hit.
He's just too good. Owen pitching him away. Pagan loves to go away. Inside out swing, poke it through the left side.
Well, he doesn't have to go away. He gets to go to first, Jesse.
Good point.
But
he left
away,
home.
Away from us, yes.
By the way, for Jack Owen, his walk to strikeout ratio this year, 23 strikeouts, 3 walks. He's the command guy to help settle things down and bridge it to the back end of the pen.
And he is going to be lifted for the save man, Tyler Baum, coming in. He is perfect in saves this year, so no surprise. Craig Conklin, who's done this before, says, come in and get me the final four outs. And Tyler Baum will be tasked with trying to do that again tonight, Jesse, as they have that slim 5-4 lead. We've continued to highlight it this year. Amazing the turnaround. Baum struggled last year, comes up to Lansing this year, and he's been a completely different pitcher.
Starting pitching ace for the University of North Carolina. Last year, things were tough, and even before last year, battling through injuries, working his way through. Starting off this year, building up his own confidence and gaining his command and his stuff. He pitched earlier on in this series, Adam. And what do you think about facing Kevin Alcantara with the bases loaded, striking him out on three straight pitches to end the game on Tuesday? That was the Lugnuts' only win in the series so far. Looking to nail down a second win here in South Bend tonight.
See what he's got. Two save opportunities, two saves. We'll try and get the final out in this eighth. It won't be Kevin Alcantara. He hope he won't have to face him here in the eighth, but he would have to face him in the ninth as it's 2, 3, and 4 coming up. Kevin Made, the man that'll step to the plate with two outs and one on. That's Made, M-A-D-E. Made.
A made man.
Better made. Better chips. Great potato chips. Okay, Kevin Made One for four. This guy's grounded into a double play. Good news for him. He can't do that here with two outs. Done that twice tonight. First pitch. Breaking ball outside corner. Beauty of a pitch. Strike one from the righty. Tyler Baum against the righty, Kevin Made.
That's the delight of Baum. Fastball, curve, slider, change, all are strikeout pitches.
He throws. Down low inside. One ball, one strike. Baum almost hiding his delivery with the way he stands on the mound. He puts that left foot in front of the right, kind of diagonally to shield his front side from the hitter. The pitch kicked back off the net. One ball, two strikes, and thankfully that net was there. That was coming our way.
It was. That's a 95-mile-an-hour fastball, just to let you know how lively his arm is.
Another word for that, no fun. 5-4 Lugnuts, two outs, one on in the eighth. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with the breaking ball. Rodriguez dropped it. Throws to first. Bautista collects with two hands. And that'll do it. So heading to the ninth, it's the solo shot from Bautista that's hanging up for the Nuts as they lead 5-4. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler takes you the rest of the way.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Last chance for the Lugnuts to add some insurance. Top of the ninth inning. Here are the hitters. 1-2-3, Muncy, Butler, Susak. Lugnuts lead 5-4. They take on the right-hander Joe Nahas in his second inning of work. It's first full inning of work. He winds and throws to Muncy. The breaking ball waved at and missed. Strike one. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. 5-4 Lugnuts thanks to a two-out tie-breaking home run last inning by Danny Bautista Jr. And 0-1 to Muncy. He bunts it, foul at home plate. Came off the bat, and then hit him in the body. Strike two. Nahas relieved Chase Watkins in the eighth inning. Watkins had struck out Brian Guelbas and then Jack Winkler. And then Danny Bautista Jr. cranked one out to left field. Out over the porch, off to the concourse. First homer of the year. A one-run Nuts lead. 0-2 pitch. Curveball in the dust, taken for ball one. And then Watkins allowed a single to C.J. Rodriguez, so Nahas was called to come in, took on the pinch hitter Seahead Valenzuela, and got him on a fly out to left field. Now he gets the ninth. He delivers. Fastball high. 2-2 on Muncy. Max is 1-for-4 with a first inning single. Righty, righty. The pitch. Line drive, base hit center field. Max, what a right on it. Alcantara gets it in from center. And Muncy is on at first with his second single of the game. The quickness of the Muncy bat whipping through the zone.
Well, he's told us, Jesse, he doesn't love to lead off, but last two nights, two hits tonight.
Really, though, after you get past the top of the first inning, what's
it's all
the difference?
Same.
Yeah. Nahas throws to the left-handed hitting Johnny Butler. Outside corner, strike called by home plate umpire Gomez.
Then they have some insurance in them. They certainly would take it. Got a lockdown pitcher and Baum up there, but never can have enough runs.
Butler is 1-for-3 with a double and a walk his last two trips. 5-4 Lugnuts. Muncy at first. The deal. Fly foul down the left side. Past the rooftop. Actually, onto the very last part of the roof. And then skipping down into the crowd. Let me ask you, Adam. All right, so Muncy, here he is, batting first in the order. Johnny Butler had been the leadoff hitter in 27 games. This is his second game batting second. They're clearly trying something right now with the Lugnuts starting lineup. Nejas Diaz, a ground ball down toward first base, grabbed by Ball. Rice Ball looks at second, takes it to his own bag. It allows Muncy to move into scoring position. One out.
Max Muncy looked like he was running to first base. He overran it by two steps. You can't really do that, but he was able to scurry back to the bag in time.
Yeah, who's really counting? Takes off the helmet, scratches away at his head. Butler moves the runner into scoring position for Daniel Susak. What a way, top of the ninth. And there's that important insurance run. I don't know, I like Johnny Butler batting second in the order.
And Daniel Susak. Yeah.
Susak batting third. Righty, righty. 5-4 Lugnuts in the ninth. The pitch on the outside corner. Strike call. Change up from Nejas. Oh, by the way, Susak, all he's done today after a first inning strikeout, a single and a run scored in the fourth, an RBI double in the fifth, and a walk in the seventh. Another great game. The pitch. Curveball waved at and missed. Wasn't close as it broke down and away. Strike two. Susak getting his eighth start in the number three spot in the order. You know, his batting average is right now at 299. 0-2. Curveball is grounded to short. Muncy breaks for third. Mate's throw over. Tagged by Verdugo in time. Out number two. Susak on at first on the fielder's choice. Cardinal rule of baseball is you don't run if the grounder's in front of you. Max did. And the Lugnuts pay for it.
Center fielder, number four, Junior Perez.
So, 6-5 on the out of third base. And with two outs and Susak at first, here's the cleanup hitting Junior Perez. 2-for-4 in the game, single and a double. An initial offering, swing and a miss at the high cheddar. When we go to the bottom of the ninth inning, Adam was hinting at it in the eighth. We'll see Triantos, then Alcantara, and then Ball. 3-4-5 for the Cubs. They're down 5-4. Nejas to Perez, missed inside. A ball and a strike. Susak held on at first base by Bryce Ball. The set and the pitch. Swing and a miss. And he missed that curve away by a lot. Strike two. It was a curveball low and away that struck out Perez in the seventh inning. And that by the lefty reliever Watkins. Here the righty reliever Nejas with the 1-2. Swing and a miss. They got him with the off-speed away. And the side retired in the top of the ninth. So we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Hang on tight. The Lugnuts are looking to split the first four games of this series. It's the Lugnuts 5, the Cubs 4, three outs away.
There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on a lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
to the bottom of the ninth inning from Four Winds Field. The Lugnuts are up by a solo tally, 5-4 over the Cubs. 3-4-5 batters coming up. It begins with James Triantos, the second rounder of the Chicago Cubs 2 years ago, the number three hitter in the order. Alcantara on deck, then Bryce Ball. Right-handed batter against the right-hander, Tyler Baum. Baum fires. Off speed down. Ball one.
Everybody clap your hands.
Hello, Paul Hammerly, emailing in Jay Goldstrass at LansingLugnuts.com. 1-0. That two misses, low and in. Triantos is 2-for-3, ground out to second, walk, a couple of singles, scored a run 2 innings ago. The 2-0. Line drive foul off the netting on the right side.
Important to mention, in a one-run game in the ninth, Tyler Baum has given up no home runs this year for the Nuts. Hoping that stays true here.
He is 5-for-5 and saves. His pitch, low, ball three. It comes set. He fires. There's a called strike two on the inside corner. Triantos throw away the bat. Well, the South Bend Cubs have drawn 9 walks in the game. He asks for time. He hoped that he had walk number 10. No, sir, not yet.
You should correct that, Jesse. Baum has given up 1 home run this year.
Who's counting?
Still, low numbers, though, and tough to hit.
Outfield deep, straight up. 3-2. Down, straight back. Boy, did he take a rip at a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. Tyler Baum came out of the bullpen last inning. 2 outs, a runner on. He struck at Kevin Mane. The music is rocking. The crowd quiet, tense. 3-2. Fouled off into the screen on the right side. Triantos, the number 11 prospect in the Cubs system. Baum unranked, but he's putting himself back on the map for the A's. One of the top closers in the Midwest League. Sets, kicks, deals. Bouncer pulled foul into the Lugnuts dugout. Off the manager, Craig Conklin's hand.
Can't even think with how much music they play in between at bats and in between pitches. I need to chill out a little bit, I feel like. It's a little overkill.
You're preaching to the choir. Yes. Payoff. Hit in the air, shallow right field. Second baseman Valenzuela out. So he makes the catch and then does a back somersault. He hangs on for out number one.
Well, he had to do it because Perez and Buelbas didn't look like they were going to be able to get there in time. It was a sprint for both of them. Valenzuela just into the game in the last two half innings. Great defensively, he shows it off there.
And his high school teammate, Chase Watkins, watching the opposition dugout, probably has seen that before. Down to Kevin Alcantara, outside ball one. Alcantara struck out in the second, the third, and the fifth. Walk scored a run in the seventh. Right-hander against right-hander. 20-year-old 6'6 center fielder hitting cleanup. Down 5-4. Swings foul, tips the fastball into then out of the mitt of catcher Rodriguez. A ball and a strike. The thing that gets me about the sound system is it's not like the energy is being supplied by the crowd.
No.
If this crowd was rocking this place, and you and I have heard them rock this place, they can get loud. Bound deals. Ground ball right side, off the gloving attempt of the diving first baseman, Batista Jr., trickles into right. There, Valenzuela retrieves and runs it in. A single for Alcantara, and the tying run is on with one out.
Well, now this guy's going to try and steal, you would think. Get in scoring position. And Ball, a great candidate to hit into a double play to end the game. So, we'll see what happens here for the Nuts. Things getting a little tenser here in the ninth.
And with that, here comes the pitching coach, Don Scholes, to settle everything down. A third base side dugout. A meeting has been called to order on the hill.
Right, though. They drown out their own crowd. You see how loud they got on the base hit? I mean, they can make some noise.
That's what I mean. South Bend crowd, for years and years and years, has been seen as one of the noisiest in the Midwest League.
Well, listen to them.
There's a group of fans that is sitting a little bit below us and to our right, who for years have been called the Saber Wavers. They would bring pirate sabers. They would stand up and they would wave their pirate sabers to exhort their South Bend Silverhawks on. Now, tonight they have handed out lightsabers, so they are lightsaber wavers. And they've been waving their sabers throughout the game at their Cubs.
That's cute. I like it.
One on, one out, bottom of the ninth. Bryce Ball bats left. The pitch, high from bound. One runner has tried to steal this year against Tyler Baum and was successful. You brought up the possibility of Alcantara running at first base. There's a lot of speed, but it's a short lead. Baum sets. The 1-0. Ball takes. Strike called on the outside corner at 95.
And it's a high risk, right? I mean, you run into the second out, base is clear. That means you got to get a home run to tie the score.
That's right. 5 runs, 11 hits, 1 error for the Lugnuts. 4 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors for the Cubs. Bottom of the ninth, 1 out. Time called by the catcher, Rodriguez.
3 hits in this series, Jesse, for Ball. All 3 have been doubles. So, as expected, and typically in this situation, no doubles depth out there for the Lugnuts outfield.
Lefty batter waits. The pitch takes a called ball. Just missed from Baum. And the dugout was asking where that one was. Bryce Ball today is 1-for-3. Doubled his first time up. 2 strikeouts and a walk since. Baum's 2-1. Ground ball toward short. Grab by Muncy. Flipping to Valenzuela. Picks it up. Throws to first. Double play. The bow game is over. 6-4-3. And Muncy and Valenzuela are dancing and then hugging behind second. In front of second base, the third baseman Winkler went jumping at the first baseman Batista Jr. Jack knocked Danny over. But it's Danny's home run in the top of the eighth inning that wins it for the Lugnuts. Tyler Baum sews things up, coaxing the double play ball from Bryce Ball.
The Danny and double play game, right? 3 double plays turned by the Nuts. The Danny Bautista first home run of the year. What a great pick right there by Muncy. To his left to snag a hot shot and get that double play to end the ball game and preserve the second win in this series. Great stuff.
Ball game is right.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Lugnuts and Cubs have split the first 4. We've got the weekend coming up, but coming up next, final totals. Adam and I will wrap everything up on this 5-4 Lugnuts win from South Bend's Four Winds Field. That's up after this.
Leon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking you questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is Vince Cotronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Welcome into Lansing Lugnuts postgame from Four Winds Field. 5-4, the Lugnuts beat the South Bend Cubs. What a game this one was. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Adam Jacks are by my side. Adam, let's just go right to the game-winning blow. Danny Bautista Jr.'s first homer of the year, coming with 2 outs in the 8th.
Yeah, that was good. You know what was better? Not hearing Go Cubs Go tonight after this game. They didn't play it for some reason.
They don't have the mascots run on the field with flags with a big L on them.
Yeah, no, they don't. But you know what? Danny Bautista Jr., man, he should be carrying the big W flag tonight, because you're right, Jesse. It was great to see, after all of the struggles offensively the last two games, Lansing had an answer every time South Bend scored. And the last time they scored, to tie it up with a bloop shot that just fell in on a weak contact swing in the seventh. Score two is 4-4, and then Bautista comes up. Base is clear, two outs, and he knocks the home run out to left field. And that's the difference in the game. Awesome stuff tonight for a team that has not hit a lot of home runs, just their 12th on the road this year. But Bautista gets his first, and a big grin on his face when he came home. He was excited.
Sticking with the offense, 11 hits overall for the Lugnuts in the game. 5 runs, 11 hits, 1 error, 8 left, as the Knots improved to 25-30. Two hit games for Danny Bautista Jr., Junior Perez, Daniel Susak, and Max Muncy. And one hit apiece, Johnny Butler, who had a double. Brian Wilbos, who had a two-run double. C.J. Rodriguez got into the act with a line drive single. Good to see him getting his swing going. On the pitching side for the Nuts, Jacob Waters walked 5. And that's something he's going to take away from this game and try to work on for the future. He also struck out 7. And how about this? With all those walks, 5 walks, 4 hits, there was also a runner who reached on an error, only 2 runs allowed, and he worked 5 innings. He got relatively deep.
I mean, it was the walks that was the trouble tonight, right? There was 8 hits by the Cubs, but through the majority of this game, they only had 4 hits. And for the most part, they were all weakly hit balls. So it was just the walks. He worked around those walks, as you mentioned, got some crucial strikeouts against really good hitters in this order in Alcantara and Ball. And then on top of those walks, Jesse, and nailing down a close game, it was great to see the bullpen come in and throw strikes. No walks. They kept it in the zone. And look at that sneaky line in the win-loss column for Jack Owen.
Jack Owen goes 1 inning, 2 hits. Now Owen came in, he allowed the 2-run broken bat single to Yohendrick Piñango. That tied the game up in the bottom of the 7th. But then after that, a flyout, end the 7th inning, stranding runners at 1st and 3rd. And then he struck out Opitz and Wetzel. He gave up a single to Ezekiel Pagan, and that ended his day. And then Tyler Baum came in. And when we talk about walks, that was a trouble for Tyler Baum last year with Stockton. That hasn't been a trouble for him with the Lugnuts. How about an inning and a third, no walks, just 1 hit. It came to Alcantara. It came in the 9th inning, and it came on a ground ball off the glove of the first baseman, Bautista Jr. He sewed it up. He had the strikeout of Made to end the 8th inning, and then the double play ball from Bryce Ball. Tyler Baum, consistent and reliable, 6-for-6 in saves.
Yeah, he's been great, obviously, and again, they feel comfortable bringing him in that 8th inning to make it a 4-out save, 5-out, 6-out save, and really cool to see that he comes in, nails it down again in a 1-run tight game, and both guys, 20 pitches, 13 strikes for both Owen and Baum, and Jack Owen, even though he blows the save on that weak little looper, 4-0 on the season in the win-loss column. Pretty cool. Great job tonight by the Nuts all around, especially on the mound.
That's what we call a vulture, where you come in, you give up the lead, you get the win, because your offense scores. So Jack Owen, congratulations on the perfect vulture today. But on the serious side, the Lugnuts victorious. South Bend falls to 28-27. All right, each team has now won 2 games in the series. That sends us into the weekend. And tomorrow night, how about in front of over 40 family members and friends, the Kokomo, Indiana native Jack Perkins will get the ball.
Yeah, Kokomo about an hour and a half drive time from here in South Bend. So that's just so cool to see these guys when they travel so much. They come up to different spots and move around to be close to family, to pitch in front of familiar faces. Will be cool for Jack Perkins tomorrow night.
He'll be opposed by Manuel Espinosa for the Cubs, 7:05 p.m. tomorrow night, and Sunday, 2:05 p.m. We were expecting Christian Fernandez. It's not going to be Christian. My guess is Mitch Myers. I'll confirm that. We'll get the ball against Connor Noland, who actually pitched earlier in the series, and he gave up the 3-run homer to Max Muncy on Tuesday. So that's what we've got to look forward to on Sunday. And then the Lugnuts come on home, June 13th through June 18th. Lugnuts and the Peoria Chiefs and the homestand that's just brimming with delights, including Star Wars night coming up next Friday night on June the 16th. Go to LansingLugnuts.com. Get your tickets. There's going to be Rush night. Cooper Rush will be in attendance. Fire up. It's going to be a blast. You won't believe the Lugnuts uniforms that we're going to wear on Rush night, as designed by Terry Alipert. But that does it for us here today. Adam, any final thoughts on this win?
Yeah, I hope they're like blow-up shots of Cooper Rush's head that are just sized on a jersey. That's what I'm hoping for. I'm sure that's probably not it, but, man, no. That would look kind of cool.
Hanging with Cooper. Adam, I request you to sing now, Go Nuts Go.
Go Nuts Go. Hey, South Bend, what do you say? The Cubs are gonna lose today.
For Adam Jacks, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Chesler. Final score, Lugnuts 5, Cubbies 4. Good night from South Bend, Indiana.